foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are, upon the face of this very planet we call Earth. Once again, we welcome you to Radio Biafra live and uninterrupted broadcast the evening of this very day, the sixth day of March in the year of our Lord 2015, with the time here standing at 4 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening, 4 minutes past 8 p.m. in the holy, beloved, sceptred land of Biafra, the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, irrespective of the time zone you inhabit on this very earth. We welcome you to another exciting and uninterrupted live rendition, live broadcast and transmission of this very gospel of the restoration of the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth, that the physical manifestation of it is in the realization of the sovereignty, the freedom, the liberty of the people of Biafra as encapsulated in the Republic of Biafra. Therefore, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. That this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. I say this is your radio station because people are at last behaving as if Radio Biafra belongs to them. I must congratulate everybody in and around Owerri who listens to Radio Biafra, and those of them who have gone out to say that they don't want CHK 97.6 in Owerri to even go off air for 1 minute. Because of that, they have been contributing. People on the streets of Owerri have been contributing money to make sure that they keep buying the petrol needed to keep the station running. Can you believe that? And the Owerri people are the very first people to do this. People go out on the street and they collect money towards the fueling of our radio station. Because of that, throughout today, I kept receiving calls from Owerri. When I asked them, they say they are listening to a repeat broadcast. They are the very first people to do it. Other people just listen to Radio Biafra on FM and think it doesn't cost anything because it comes to them for free. But thank heavens that there are those who reason like human beings in Owerri. They have been going out. Everybody, everybody, even those you would not believe. Even those you will not believe, they are supporting this very effort in any way that they can. And I know they are listening now. And I must also, of course, recommend our people on the ground in Owerri that make sure that this very gospel is spread. I thought between Owerri and Aba, who is going to come up first with this? But Owerri has done it. If they are doing something in Aba, I do not know. But Owerri kept their system running. Our station kept running from morning till this very period it is still on. They need another generator so they can alternate between the two because there is no electricity. There is no light. I commend them for it. All of you, in Owerri, those of you, the Keke Napep Association, those of you in the artisans and the tradesmen, I don't want to mention where you are located. All of you that supported this very effort, I commend each and every one of you in Owerri. They are beginning to behave as if they are Owerri people. They are beginning to behave exactly how I thought Owerri people will normally behave. The only place in the whole of Biafra land. We have 7 relay stations. There is only one where the people said, we want this radio to be on. Don't turn it off. For over 14 hours now, Radio Biafra relay station in Owerri is going. It's still on up until now. Why? Because they got around, they said we must sustain this. It must go on. I commend all our people in Owerri, the IPOB family in Owerri and surrounding areas. And for those who are talking about Mbano, Isiala Mbano is on CHK 97.6. Isiala Mbano is on CHK 97.6. Our message is spreading and spreading very, very fast, very, very rapidly to all nooks and crannies of that holy land that we know as Biafra. I must welcome you. As I have been alluding to, Radio Biafra is on CHK 97.6 Biafra FM, a very special kind of FM. Radio Biafra is also on satellite. I recommend, I have suggested, I have implied, I have spoken to some of you to ensure that you install satellite receiver for your parents in Biafra land or elsewhere in Africa. It is critical that you do so. We are also online on www.radiobiafra.co. If you go to www.ipob.org, if you go to www.rblworld.tv, if you go to biafratelevision.co, if you go to tunein.com, if you want, you can download Tunein app on your mobile phone, on your tablet, also on your laptop. If you like also, you can access Tunein direct, log on to Tunein website, search for Radio Biafra, and we will be there. You will be able to listen to us. We are the only people capable of simulcasting at the same time on 3 recognized platforms. We transmit on radio, we transmit on satellite, and we are transmitting online as well. 2 more things to go. Our nuclear warhead will go on live as soon as we are able to finish the construction of our mast. Very, very important. And then we come to you on television. And then, I don't know if I have told you that one of our brothers have now donated a printing press. We are going to print newspapers and distribute for free. Nothing comes from Radio Biafra that will be purchased. Only fuel. Petrol to run the generators where they are located. Everything is for free. We want to show the vagabond and the criminal how to run freedom fighting and get what you're looking for. We want to show them how it should be done. And I thank our brother very much. I don't want to say his name all that much. I thank him. He has donated his printing line, an entire printing press to Biafra. We are going to publish our own newspapers for free. The only thing we will want is help with buying the papers. I said, in a matter of 3 years, we will undo every damage done to the psyche and to the brain of our people. We will do it. Just watch and see what will happen. Somebody told me this evening that Biafra is the talk of the town in Abuja and elsewhere. They are calling our embassy in Victoria, threatening fire and brimstone, the Zulu government. And I told them that the day they will come. I have told our head of Directorate of State, the day they are going to come, you tell me and I will come there myself and see them. they think you are joking. Somebody told me that on their radio in Lagos, Wazobia, they're talking about us. Why wouldn't they? Why would they not talk about us? They know we mean business. They understand it. Because this evening, everywhere is quiet in the zoo. Do you know what they're doing? They're all listening to Radio Biafra because we determine the tone of political discourse in the damnable zoological republic. We teach them what they do not know because we are learned. It is not arrogance. I happen to be learned. It's not my fault that I went to school and I paid attention and I learned. If you think you are intelligent or smart, pick up the phone and call. If you survive for 5 minutes, then you know you are indeed educated. I give you only 2 minutes with only one question, and then you see how ignorant you are. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. Man did not call us to come. Chukwu Abiama did. That we must come here to spread his gospel in truth and honesty, without being afraid of any man. As long as we remain without fear in the presence of our enemies, nothing can ever happen to us. As long as we are truthful, we remain on the truth, nothing will happen. Biafra will come. As long as we recognize that Chukwu Abiama in heaven is God and worship nothing else, Biafra will come. As long as we look at those who are less privileged than we are, recognize their pain and their suffering, and do everything we can to alleviate it, Chukwu Abiama will be with us as long as we do no wrong. Our hands are clean and our hearts very, very pure. And that is why we are incorruptible. So this very evening, as always, we thank Chukwu Abiama in heaven, the Lord of hosts. I don't know if they know the meaning of the Lord of hosts. If you know the meaning of that, you will not worship idol. You will not worship any idol if you understand the meaning of the Lord of hosts. That is why we worship Chukwu Abiama here, nothing else. Chukwu Abiama is also kind of forever. And he has not let us down. Why should we abandon Chukwu Abiama when he has not? Everything we touch turns into gold. There is nothing we have wanted to do that we've not been able to do. There is absolutely nothing. Anything we want to do, we have done it. And many more will come. Because this very year, we will call down the glory of Chukwu Abiama from heaven to come down to this very earth, that indeed his kingdom may be able to come. That is why we pray to him. That is why we bow our heads before him. We kneel before him. Everything that we are today, everything we are likely to become in the future, every praise, every adoration, every honor, every uplifting of name, everything belongs to Chukwu Abiama in heaven and not to man on this very earth. That is why we say that he will very graciously accept our prayers as always and continue to bless us wherever we may be around this very earth. Individually, we are dear friends. Collectively, we are family members wherever we are. And together, all over this very planet, we are the indigenous people of Biafra. IPOB, that is the banner we take into battle. Nothing else, and we have nothing to do with what's wicked. Everybody must understand that. Our hands are very clean. And it's impossible to do so. And then expect Chukwu Abiama to bless you. It is impossible. We are not kidnappers. We don't print passport. We don't print car license number. We don't do any of that rubbish and mint currency. If you're looking for a currency to print, you still call that currency pound. You must be foolish considering what the British did to us. Do you think we are going to answer pound in Biafra land? You must be mad. Considering the role the British played in the decimation, in the death of 6 million people. You must be insane. Biafra will not use pound. Never, ever, ever. Everything we are going to use is going to be original to our people. Original to our people. If you are going and printing money because you are an opportunist, because you're a thief, you are grossly mistaken. Grossly mistaken. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet. IPOB, I mean. The commander of all her loyal forces, wherever they may be. In the same token, the director of Radio Biafra. By the grace of Chukwu Abiama in heaven, I will now and always remain a faithful, loyal, obedient servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Until my dying day, I will not fail you. Some of you will fail me. You have failed. Some of you have already failed. Ndi bude ganya balagandiushi na China. We know their villages now. And we'll tell them. Call your children in China and ask them to refund the money belonging to the people. It is the money we were meant to use to buy weapons and to buy bullets. To defend our land against the incursion of the very virulent jihadist in the shape of Hausa Fulani, headsmen, Boko Haram, just name it. We don't want to be part of the zoo. And your children took money belonging to the Biafran people. And they are doing business with our money in China. Unugwakwaha, tell them to return our funds where it belongs, that we may do what we have come here to do, that in the end, Chukwu Abiama and not man may take the glory. Some people do not appreciate what we are doing. Some of you don't quite understand the essence of why we are here. Some of you feign ignorance. Some of you were born by Hausa Fulani. Onwo fodi ni munu ndi Hausa turime ha. Site ni ekwensu. Some of you were impregnated, or your mothers were, by Hausa Fulani men. That is why most of you cannot comprehend. That is why most of you are involved in so much senselessness around Biafra land that I pity some of you. We have come that we may succeed. We have come to do what the class of 67 to 70 couldn't do very gallantly, of course. We have come to commence a war that will last forever and ever until Biafra comes. That is one thing you must understand. Once we commence, we never ever stop. If we have to fight a war for 1,000 years, so be it. Once we start, we will never ever stop until Biafra comes. All our enemies will hunt them down. We are all over the world. Do you understand that? In over 80 countries of the world and counting. 88 at the last count. There is nowhere you cannot find Biafrans. If we deploy our intellect, our scientific know-how, if we deploy everything that we know to the pursuit of this very glory from heaven, we'll get it. Anything standing in our way, I feel sorry for it. If you think our fathers built Obunigwe in those days, you're dreaming. We have better, more sophisticated ones now. Once we start, I feel sorry for the zoo. Anywhere they like, they can run to. Including Jonathan. If they like, let them go and run into a pipe, oil pipe in Namibia. God in heaven knows we will find them and will kill you. We want you to understand that. We have come to get our country. That is all we're interested in. If you have common sense, which I know some of you don't have, you will leave us alone. If you know how angry we are, if you know how upset we are, I swear to heaven, you will run away and Iga Sendia Bro Wahagawa. I'm telling you the truth. Because the world would not have seen anything like us before. We are not asking for anybody's country. We are not asking for anything that doesn't belong to us. All we are saying to our Hausa Fulani and Yoruba and those that support them, leave us alone for goodness sake. We were free before Lugard came. Unu hapo anyaka, just leave us alone. Leave us alone, please. If you want oil, take oil and get away. We want to be free, to be developed as sensible human beings. I am tired of living like a monkey and a baboon. My education cannot be wasted on me. I am an economist. There are those of them around me who are lawyers. Some are engineers. We know what we can do to make our place better. We know what to do. The type of economy to run to make life easier for everybody. We want to be given the opportunity to practice what we have studied in our own land without any intimidation. With the continued existence of the zoo, we will become intimidated. And we don't want that. As soon as the barrister is able to join me, he will join me. And once he does so, I will be able to bring him to you. This is Radio Biafra once again. We are transmitting live and direct from our studios here on this very day. Today is the sixth day. We were here in the morning. We have come here again this very evening. And the will of heaven must prevail because Chukwu Abiama is our God. And that is why we are going to succeed. Not just succeed now, but move on to ensure that we entrench the values, that we entrench the understanding, the reason, the adoration of heaven in pursuit of this ultimate glory that will take us very close to divinity itself. What we seek in life is mere immortality. In a temporal sense, not in a spiritual sense. You must understand that this is Radio Biafra. As we wait for the barrister to join us this very evening, I must once again, I don't know, we have had slight hiccup, but we are continuing. The enemies of what we are doing, they will try, but we will prevail because we are here to do what is right before heaven and before this very earth. And this is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Our work must be done. We must continue. In the absence of the barrister himself, whom I have tried to get hold of, and I'm sure he will try and come back to me later, I will proceed to announce the telephone numbers this evening with which you can contact us at your leisure as soon as our lines open. As always, we are on multiple lines, on multiple channels, of which the most critical one, I should say critical ones, as a matter of fact, all of them being very, very important, but some are more important than others, obviously, is +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, +44 208 133 9976. We have another number as well. It is +44 78 313 08376. I repeat, +44 78 313 08376. We have a very, very important line in Biafra land. Anything you want. Everybody, if you are in any place where we have our relay station, or from a state where we have our relay station, and you want to know how you can, we don't even mind. If you buy petrol for us, we'll go and carry it. As simple as that. In fact, it's even better that way. If you have petrol or diesel to give us to run our station, please, this is the number to call. If you have any support or help or advice to offer, this is the number to call, please. Because it's a very busy number. If you call it sometimes, it may be very, very, even congested. Try and call back again. That number is 090-9077-6589. I repeat, 090-9077-6589. If you call that number, we will be able to take that, your call as well. If you have anything to offer, especially to the crew in Biafra land. We are on Viber, we are on Tango, we are on WhatsApp, and what is the number for these? +44 78 313 08376. I repeat, +44 78 313 08376. This is Radio Biafra. We are also on Skype. We are on Skype, and the contact details for Skype remains Radio Biafra. Simply Radio Biafra, and you will be able to join us. Some of you are calling us already. I will please implore you to refrain from contacting us at this material point in time, because we have not concluded with our news headlines and accompanying news summary. I repeat, you will be able to contact us as soon as we have dispensed with all the formalities of our news presentation, by which I mean our news headlines and accompanying news summary, and having heard from the barrister as well. Therefore, we must go forward. We must proceed with every sinew, every effort, all that we can muster in terms of strength, to go on to bring the news to you this very evening. We did so in the morning. It's a very tiring, arduous task, believe you me. But Chukwu Abiama said we must do it, and that is exactly what we are doing. And I'm also glad to say that Abba was on this very morning. Abba was on this morning. I believe the barrister has joined me at last. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, director. I wonder if you are following me too.
Of course I am. You may proceed, please. Yeah. People are waiting. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening, Barrister.
Good evening, Biafrans, wherever you are. First of all, Director, let me thank our brother who provided his printing press for IPOB. My brother, wherever you are, wherever you live, may it be well with you and your family forever.
You see?
And ever, in Tukwa Biama's name.
You see?
I have to thank Alo Weremrom, Alo Wereweze. You have set the pace. I greet all of you there, Owerri, Aba, Onitsha, Umahia, Okibe, wherever you are. We are circulating this evening to preach to you the gospel of Tukwa Biama, the restoration of Biafra. Right, so let me take a few minutes to tell our people why we are here and what we will achieve. Biafrans, IPOB, the Indigenous People of Biafra, headed by Directorate of State, Omiomio. Try and look up what his name is. Director Nnamdi Kanu, Onwa Buruburu. Nwokupua, Uche Mefo. Our COC from United States, that is Dr. Engineer Iroanya. All of them in the States, those in London, and those in many countries that if I start calling, I won't be able to deliver my message. The reason why we congregate to talk to all of you is to bring about the restoration of Biafra. Why should Biafra be restored? Reasons. Biafra has to be restored because we are killed every day. Biafra has to be restored because our children are not going to school. They are making them illiterate. In the end, they will rape them. In the end, Hausa Fulani Boko Haram will behead them. Why must Biafra be restored? Biafra has to be restored because of equity and justice. Fairness for everybody. We are in the midst of Hausa, Fulani Boko Haram and Yoruba. We don't have any authority. We don't have any political will. None of our people are in the helm of affairs. Commissioner of police, wherever, in Eastern Biafra land, they are all Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. Those as high commissioners anywhere, they are all Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. But that's not the reason why we want to restore Biafra. The reason why we must restore Biafra is to go back home and praise our Chineke, Tukwa Biama. The Bible says, I think it's in Thessalonians, that everybody goes according to their own God. The Muslims go in the name of Allah. The white Europeans go in the name of Jesus. The Afrans go in the name of Tukwa Biama. But all these things have been denied away from us so that we don't know where we are coming from. And that's what the Bible says. My people perish due to ignorance. If you are educated, you will question your position. You will question a lot of atrocities that is happening around you. Biafra has to be restored because our women have to have their dignities. They have to be respected. Our young men need to get married, have food on their tables. But do we have all this? No. Biafra must be restored so that we can build roads where people can easily ply without much accident. Our people need to be restored their own kingdom so that they can have good health system. They'll build hospitals. We need to have good drinking water. Now, the director has been sounding this. If any of you can contribute, all of you can contribute to buy petrol. At this day in age, we are still talking about generator. When we have all that it takes, Biafra has all that it takes to have 24 hours electricity. But do we have it? No. Goodluck Jonathan is pumping money into the house of Fulani Boko Haram. They are destroying it, distributing it for them. But Biafrans, we are not destroying anything. We are cool-headed. We go our ways. Do the businesses. But Jonathan is not looking after us. Check the road from Aba Owerri to Port Harcourt. It's a death trap. People die there almost every week. Do they care? Why must you vote to let Nigeria continue in its wickedness upon and against our people? If you go and vote for Goodluck Jonathan, you are supporting, you are aiding and abetting the death of the Biafrans. What have you gained after all these years? The house has always been in power. What have they done for you? You will see, go on, you gave him one title. You will see Buhari, you call him Okechukwu. And Okoracha is there fooling and deceiving Imo State people. Building hotels all over the place. When Mbakwe was there, how many hotels did Mbakwe build? How many of Mbakwe's properties did you see? Rochas or Crocha, under 4 years, have capitalized the whole over the land, building hotels. Wherever you go is Rochas, Owele, Crocha. And our children are on the streets from Douglas Road to Onyekwere Street, selling bananas and selling plantains. And those in Aba are living on top of a dustbin and doing their trading. Why must it be so? Dear friends, have you asked yourself why Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram should be taking your oil and you are going around wanting? You don't have nothing to eat. But they are sitting upon your wealth. What are you supposed to live on? And all of us are, when Rochas Okorocha passes around with his entourage, everybody will follow him. Those who like to collect penny or 2p will follow him around. Are you doing yourself any good service? That you are struggling every day when you're supposed not to struggle. It's supposed to be a permanent game that any of you that finish school, you go around the corner and work for your Biafra. Sending you to Abuja, sending you to Akure, you go there, they kill you. And there is no compensation upon it. That is if your corpse will be retrieved for burial. Biafrans, we have traditions. Our people supposed not to be put in a mass grave. They'll kill 10, 40, 50 of you. They put you into one ground. That is not our tradition. It is about time all of you wake up. And I'm very happy. At last, Owerri is in the mix. About to rise. Onitsha people, rise. Not buying and selling and trading. And buying and selling, trading over your brains. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are there, pretending they come to your villages. They are surveyors. They come around to see where all your things are hidden. Once they hear attack, they will rule your villages and send you off. It's about time all of you wake up, open your eyes, be sharp, the Bible says it. Be as clever as a serpent, but look as innocent as a dove. Biafrans, Radio Biafra is here legitimately. European Act 2007 supports the activity of indigenous people of Biafra. You're supposed to be self-governed, not Buhari trying to govern you, bringing you Sharia law. We are Christians in nature. We're not Muslims. Why should things be imposed upon you and you're taking it lightly? Hausa, Yoruba, we are not related. And some of those, my people in Owerri and Imo State, trying to become Muslims, be prepared to follow them to Sokoto, Zungelu, or Guzo. Be prepared, because our Lord will, Imo State, the whole Biafra, will not tolerate Islam in our midst. Because they have a culture of killing. We don't kill our people. The old ideas, the Hausa Yoruba media told you that Igbos don't like their neighbors and they made us to hate one another. Yet, no Igbo man has ever gone into conquest to another village. All these are fabrications. That is why Radio Biafra is here to unravel and to cancel all these innuendos that has perpetrated deep down into our people's subconsciousness. We are here to remove all of them. Igbo man likes money. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are stealing your money every day. How many of you have seen billion? Igbo man likes money. They will do something, they turn it around and use psychology on you. And you accept it. If you hear anybody say that Igbo man likes money, slap that person, because none of you has ever been indicted for taking any big money in that contraption called zoo. It's about time all of you stand up, wake up. All of you. Good evening. I stand here for the news.
Thank you very much, Barrister, and good evening to you. This is Radio Biafra. If this is your very first time of joining us, then we welcome you. As always, we will ask you to go and tell people around you, friends and neighbors. If you are in a place, as most people are in the Western world, where you don't even speak to your neighbors, please try and make use of online. It is not just there for gossip. You can use it to say to your friends and your family that you are listening to Radio Biafra and let them understand the very means or the very platform you are using to join us this very evening. The time here now is 22 minutes to 8 p.m. in the evening, and that was the voice of the very eminent barrister. We will now proceed to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary this very day. Because with every day that we are here, we bring you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Without version, there is no version 100. What I find astonishing about people is, you know, in Aba in those days, when we were living in Aba, you know, they burn criminals when they catch them. So the criminals became very clever. When you see them and you're pointing at them, the criminal will also join up and be pointing at somebody saying, this is the criminal. So that you don't actually know who a thief is. The idiots, the criminals, and the hungry people, this is why I have asked the Directorate of State to mandate every coordinator through the continental reps to make sure that the people we have serving Biafra are truthful and honest men and women. The nonsense that happened in China and in Barcelona will no longer happen to us again. We are idiots who are clearly very hungry, struggling with life, saw $5,000 they have never seen before in their lives, and their brains turned, and they decided to betray their country. They decided to think of what business to go into buying and selling to see if they can recover the money on time to be able to pay back. That nonsense will not happen again. It will not happen again. Some of these criminals are very brazen. Imandas run a zoo, pretending that they are Biafrans when they are not. These people are streetwise criminals. Very, very streetwise. But this is 2015. We will teach them a lesson that in their next life, when they come and hear about Biafra, they will mention it again. They can hide, but they can never, ever, ever, ever escape what will come to them. We announce it openly for the world to hear. This is not 67 to 70, when money was given to people, to criminals, to go and buy weapons for Biafra. They ran away with it with their families, and they were having fun when men, women, and children were being slaughtered in Biafra land. And after the war, nothing happened to them. Nobody questioned them. Everything was just normal. So this very generation of criminals, I don't know who gave birth to them. I couldn't possibly vouch for them. They want to do the same thing. But they will not get away with it. You watch and see what will happen to them. Don't say we didn't tell you. This is Radio Biafra. We are reporting this very day, as we have always been doing on Radio Biafra, that the politicians are begging themselves, do whatever you can so that the zoo will not break. David Mark is saying to politicians, Nigeria must not break. Why? Why do you think he's saying that? This was the man that convinced David Mark, which is not his proper name, of course. Everybody, he's from Middle Belt, so he doesn't come from anywhere. This is the man that convinced the people of some people in today's River State that they can steal properties belonging to their own brothers and sisters in Igwacha, which is Port Harcourt today. He was the man that convinced Ken Serawiwa that the best thing to do is to steal properties belonging to Igbo people. That turned Ken Serawiwa into a local thief, a property snatcher and a thief. That's what it is. When you take something that doesn't belong to you, you are a thief. Go and check the dictionary meaning of it. If you take something that does not belong to you, you're a thief. The cancer, he's a freedom fighter. He's a local thief. Who doesn't know that he's a thief? The properties of ZCOB that were stolen in Port Harcourt. Cancer, everyone went to government college Omoy. For those who don't know, the same school as Chinua Achebe, the same school as Cyprian Ekwensi, the same school as some of us. I was at government college as well. Chinua Achebe came out and became very, very successful at what he was doing. Ken Seruwa came out and decided to try thievery. When the war broke, he was one of the few to go and join Awosa Fulani. Brought them into Biafra land and in return, they did not give him federal contract, no. They gave him properties belonging to his own brothers. And he took. He became an abandoned property expert. He became very good at stealing properties. And some of you were wondering, what is it that Ken Seruwa, why does he have such hatred towards people from across the Imo River? After all, Ogoni land is Igbo land. He's all, they're all Igbo people. But you know, these days, even somebody from Asaba, which is Ahaba, will tell you that he's not Igbo, he's from Delta. It's understandable. Igbo people, of course, in the main have misbehaved so much, nobody wants to identify with them anymore. Ken Seruwa became very, very antagonistic because he went for a dance and the girl did not want to dance with him. That's all. I repeat what I'm saying. Go and ask those that he confided in. Why did you participate in abandoned property? Ken Seruwa, why did you allow enemies of Biafra land to outflank us through your territory? He was upset. A girl did not, you know, in those days they have something we call onkwa at government college. We used to invite girls' school, they would come and we dance. Not mixed school, only girls. They would come to government college and after debating society, whatever nonsense, we then begin to dance. He went to one of those functions. He was intelligent, no doubt about that. He was in the debating society. A girl refused to dance with him, and that was his anger. Ken Seruwa, throughout his entire life, did not have anything against Igbo people. The only thing he had against them was that a girl refused to dance with him. He brought army people from the depth of darkness into the land of the Most High God Chukwu Abiama to kill his own people. And after the carnage, he stole properties in Port Harcourt. He became a property thief. Onyoshikobo. Ken Seruwa, I'm saying it loud and clear. Ask him. Of course, he's dead. Ask the family. Maybe they will tell you they're honest people. The same Awosa that he was serving then killed him. It is the irony that is not lost on me at all. No. The same Awosa he was serving turned around and killed him. And the last thing that Abacha said to him was, if he's honest, you want to betray me the same way you betrayed your brothers. Ask him, those who can see into the spirit. Abacha said to him, you want to betray me the same way you betrayed your brothers. So the last thing he heard from the man that condemned him to death was telling him that he's an Igbo man. And then he was done away with. These are some of the things you need to understand and be able to follow. Because you're listening to Radio Biafra. Therefore, you must appreciate, you must accept, you must follow, you must imbibe this very gospel, because this gospel will lead you from darkness into light. That is why we are here. And that is why we are Radio Biafra. We must continue. The zoo must not break up according to the man that gave stolen properties to Ken Seruwa. This man who is the architect of abandoned property. This is the man that made sure he is today afraid of Nigeria breaking up. But he was the one responsible for the breakup of the unity in Biafra land immediately after the war. So you will come to Igbo land and you divide them. You will come to Igbo land and you break them up. And you're praying and crying and saying, oh, please keep Nigeria as one, because you have been in the Senate for how long now? How many private jets do you have? How many palatial mansions do you have in America and in Europe? How many bank accounts abroad do you have? You are crying for one Nigeria because that is your only way to keep looting forever and ever. When you are gone, you will loot and keep for your children, and they will continue from where you stopped. People must be able to reason very, very well. People must be able to think properly. and do things the way they are supposed to be done. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. David Mark saying Nigeria must not break. But you came and you broke up Igbo land. You told Obi Igbo, you can go. You are not Obi Igbo anymore. You are part of Rivers State. And by the way, any property belonging to somebody from across Imo River, the same people, only a tiny river. And the river can never be a boundary anyway if you have common sense. You can take their properties. This man was responsible, David Mack. Today he is the president of the Senate. It seems to me in the zoo, the more crimes you commit, the more sinful you are, the better your chances of making it to the top. David Mack is a property thief. He stole properties that he never owned, never belonged to him in Igwacha that you call Port Harcourt. Understand that. Today he's praying and saying, don't let Nigeria divide. But you let Igbo land divide you and cancer. We were planning, or in fact, you executed. Not just conspiracy to steal. You actually stole properties that is not yours. But today you're a big man. Do you understand how the zoo works? The more criminally minded you are, the more successful you are. If you're a thief. That is what some of them are thinking in the Biafran movement. Maybe if I go and steal, somehow I'll make it to the top. They think that's what we're here for. And then they discovered that we are incorruptible. But by then, simply too late for them. They will understand it the hard way. Many corruption allegations against my government are politically motivated. Jonathan, you are corrupt. Jonathan, your bank account is in Namibia. Jonathan, you are a major investor in Namibian National Petroleum Company. Jonathan, you have a stake in Namibian State Oil Company. Jonathan, you have a mansion in Namibia. Is that not corruption? That is where your money is. We know that is where your money is, Jonathan. When we told you Tinubu had 15 bank accounts, on closer inspection, they found 19. Anything we tell you on Radio Biafra is gospel. Ozioma Chineke Kobu. Truthful. There's nothing you can take away from it. The way it is the way it is. Jonathan, how many aircrafts do you have? When you visited Kenya and they were laughing at you in Kenya, how many aircrafts did you go to Kenya with as a president? You're talking about corruption. Anybody advising Jonathan, please tell them that Radio Biafra is live every blessed day. Tell them that Jonathan shouldn't say anything regarding corruption. He just shut up so that we won't remember him. The more he opens his mouth to talk about corruption, the more he will be exposed. Jonathan, how many aircrafts do you have? Aircrafts do you have? What is the GDP of the zoo that you preside over? I'm sure, Jonathan, you must have heard about Barack Obama, President of the United States of America. I'm sure you have heard about Her Britannic Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. You have heard of Prime Minister David Cameron. You have heard of Angela Merkel. Jonathan, you are presiding over the lives of monkeys and baboons that call themselves Nigerians in the highest, the biggest massive zoo built as a monument to the ignorance of black people in Africa, called Nigeria. Jonathan, are you as rich as Germany? Jonathan, are you as wealthy as America? Jonathan, is the zoo you preside over in a better off position than United Kingdom? The answer to all this, just simply no. Is that correct? Jonathan, why will you have 11 aircrafts in your fleet when Obama only has 2? Air Force One and Air Force Two. Air Force Two is actually a Navy helicopter. Jonathan, do you know that David Cameron does not even have ordinary helicopter, talk less of private jet? Jonathan, do you know that Her Britannic Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, the head of the Commonwealth which you belong to, do you know she has no private aircraft? Jonathan, do you know that Angela Merkel, that Chancellor Merkel, has no aircraft? What is your justification for owning 10 aircraft if it is not corruption? Now you know why. There is no need to look at other people. We look at you. You are the embodiment of corruption itself. Your conduct, your behavior, the way you run your office, the way the zoo is run, is reeking of corruption left, right, and center. That is why they say you are corrupt. With facts and proof, you are very, very corrupt. Your money is in Namibia. We know where it is. Don't push us anywhere. People will be, if you push us, we'll publish them. So we are asking you not to. Don't make comment about corruption. You are corrupt. Your government is corrupt. Incompetency and corruption combined together is like combining stupidity and ignorance. Very deadly combination. Once that affects a black person, their life is over. Many corruption allegations against my administration are politically motivated. No, Jonathan, you yourself, you are corrupt. That is the fact. And that is why people will not go out to vote. A vote for you is a vote for corruption. A vote for Buhari is people asking for their heads to be cut, to be chopped off, because ISIS will come and take over. So wherever people turn, the choices facing them is not very palatable, because the zoo is in a very bad state. The zoo's problem is leadership, says Obasanjo, and I beg to disagree. The baboon has spoken. The chief ape himself. The problem is leadership, and you were a leader, not once but twice. So you're part of the problem. You converted your Operation Feed the Nation farm in your village to your own private otter farm that now belongs to Obasanjo. Amazing stuff. Black people in Africa and modern governance. When he was in office, he called it Operation Feed the Nation. He built a farm. As soon as he left, he became a horticulturist, should I say, a farmer. That land and assets that belonged to the monkeys and the baboons in the zoo called Nigerians is now Obasanjo's private property. But they love him in Europe because he's a member of the Ogboni fraternity that is affiliated to the Freemasonry here in England. I don't know if you're following. Are you following at all? Because the Yorubas, they have two fraternities. They have Ogboni cult and also they have Grand Lodge cult. Both of these two cults are affiliated to the Freemasonry here in the United Kingdom. So that is why they can allow somebody like Lord Adeboye to sit in the House of Lords in the UK, and there is no Biafran. They can deem fit to occupy such a position. I believe you're following me very carefully. This is Radio Biafra. As I said, if you have any questions, if you think we're not getting it right, pick up the phone. Any question you ask us, we will answer you. If we ask you, can you answer? The problem is leadership, according to Obasanjo himself, thereby or therefore indicting himself because he was in charge twice in the zoo. Even at that age, if you allow him, he'll run again. Only in Africa. It's amazing seeing PhD holders looking for jobs in a country where the leadership is so poor, in a country where they are so corrupt, in a country where there are kleptomaniacs in the ocean and the armor, people, certified rogues who are in charge. What do you expect? What do you expect in a country where everybody is a thief? You will have your PhD, but there is no job. All of even the PhD is not even, I think, comparatively speaking, somebody holding a PhD is like somebody coming out of class 5 with about 4 distinctions. You have PhD in the zoo, it doesn't mean anything because you're not properly educated anyway. It doesn't mean anything. The hostel, the PG, they call it, is it a postgraduate hostel where you are, there is no running water, there is no light. And you're a PhD student in electrical engineering. Very pathetic, isn't it? PhD doesn't mean anything in Dizu. In the last 30 years, black churches have taken $420 billion from their members. Do you see all those tiny Pentecostal churches you go to, either affiliated to Europe or to America? They take your money on a Sunday. They say waka when you go away. You don't know that, do you? You see the Yoruba churches that you have all over the place. Some of them now praying that our plans should not work. It's like the devil, Lucifer, praying it is impossible. These are idol worshippers, Nene Pharos, in the ocean and the Amma. These are former Muslims, all of them, from Kwara State. They found out that there is money in Christianity. Once you promise black people, there will be abundance of everything. You take your miracle now. Take your miracle. Jesus, not through Ghana church. People are so foolish, honestly speaking. So foolish. In 2 days' time, they will go to church. Some will now carry one big fat exercise book and Bible or one hand exercise book on. They have 2 pens in their pocket. Any verse, the chapter, they copy it down. After that, they will then give their sow seed and water the seed. And then take the Holy Ghost fire. You people are very, very ignorant. Do you know how much money they have taken from you? They have taken from you so much money that can pay for free education with the current standard in the zoo for the next 60 years. Free education from primary school to university for the next 60 years for everybody. That is the amount of money they have taken from you. But I don't even know why we're reading this news. I'm not sure most of you can understand it, can you? On Sunday, you will go to church again. I couldn't go to church on Sunday. I was in Anglican church before I saw the light, before Chukwu Abiyama said I should come and serve him. I was an idol worshiper in Anglican church. I used to go to Anglican church to worship idol. Now I have seen the light. I worship only Chukwu Abiyama in heaven. In Anglican church, they have wrapper with the head of a white woman called Mary Sumner on it. Mary Sumner doesn't know who our mothers are. And they come for synod in England. We contribute money on Sunday, and the money makes its way to England. People, now I remember in the Bible where they said they will take from those who don't have and give to those that have. That's what's happening to you and your churches in Africa. The white people that dreamt of bringing us their church to Africa, that is the best thing they ever did for themselves. Because these churches, they are there to make sure you are locked down in perpetual ignorance. Ignorance. Forever and ever. It will never change. Until the way you think changes. That will never change. Ask yourself, why will people contribute money in Anglican church and they bring it to Canterbury? Why will those going to Catholic church contribute money, they take it to Rome? Are they not already developed? Can you? Is it making sense here? And in case you're wondering, this is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth. We don't care if you jump from upstairs window to kill yourself. That is your business. Here we speak the truth. If you say we are not speaking, I don't want anybody to call it, don't say this and don't. Tell me that what I'm saying is wrong and correct me so that the whole world will hear it. Because let me tell you people something. In the new Biafra we are building, there will be freedom of expression and free speech. Not free speech African style. Only when you say what the president or head of state wants to hear is free speech. Sometimes you say what they don't want to hear. But as long as if they ask you a question, you can back it up. That's all. Not to make frivolous and wild accusations, baseless and unfounded. This is Radio Biafra. A Nigerian pastor has been arrested for impregnating 20 women in his church. He claims God commanded him to have sex with them and their daughters. The reason why I'm reading this news out is to tell our people how Osu began in Biafra land. And I'm very happy that having preached this very gospel before about Osu, that people in Nollywood actually acted a film about it. Exactly what we are saying here. Exactly verbatim what we are saying here. That is what used to happen in those days. Now they're using the Bible to cover it, saying Holy Spirit told them. In those days, they'll tell you more. Abara. Agalabala Jala told them. One ROC told them. So all the children that will be born by the woman that the high priest is sleeping with will now be Usu, the children of the ROC or deity. What is happening? In other words, the Usu caste system is simply fraud. You know, somebody, you go and you take a very pretty girl in the village, you say Obanje is holding her. At night, the chief priest will sneak in and get her pregnant. After 9 months, they will give her. Oh, more. Hey, this spirit has done it. The deity has done something at night. How come okay? Can I buy a ignorance. Ignorance. Hi. Dear Lord God, have mercy. Ignorance. This is a very bad thing. And that's what we're here to cure. I and I worried in the teach ever. I and I took for more joy. The bad spirit of ignorance, we chase it away. This modern pastor is producing his own usu. Our people are really, really backwards, honestly speaking. And you want Shukwabema to bless you. You want God in heaven to bless you. Hypocrites. Even religious hypocrites, all of you are. You are calling somebody else usu. Who are you? Can you give life? All you did was to sleep with your wife, and that was all. And the child came. You don't know how the child came. You are not in a position to categorize human beings as those who are fit to belong and those who are not fit to belong. In Biafra land, anybody that calls anybody Osu, you will go to jail. Everybody will be born equal before the laws of heaven and the laws of this very land. But you allow your children to marry white people, yes? But your child will not marry Osu. Do you know what? Do you know white people that they are, the men are uncircumcised? So you allow your daughter to marry an uncircumcised man, yet you won't allow her to marry a circumcised man in the next village because you think that village is Osu. Can't you see the brain of black people? By the time you investigate it, it doesn't make any sense anymore. It doesn't make any sense anymore. For your information, circumcision of the foreskin is a covenant between us and Chukwuebem in heaven. Abraham did the same thing. So did Jacob. So did Isaac. Now you're following, isn't it? This is Radio Biafra. 40% of weapons seized from Boko Haram fighters are made in France. According to Chad, they are made in France. At least they're supplying them. What bothers me is, so how come all of a sudden there is no air, land, and sea blockade of Boko Haram? Because during the war of Biafra and the zoo called Nigeria, Britain made it a point of duty to enforce air, land, and sea blockade so no arms will come into Biafra land. Now, what I'm asking Britain is, why don't you introduce the same? If you see any, you know, aircraft carrying weapons to Wawasa, you shoot it down. Britain was very busy with their navy and everybody else, making sure Biafra got no weapons. But why haven't you done the same thing to Boko Haram? Oh, I'm sorry. Because most of their suppliers buy their weapons from France, incidentally. A beehive of Islamic activity recently, in case you have not noticed. I unilaterally called the war on Boko Haram, not Jonathan, according to Chadian president. Idris Deby. Look at ordinary Chad making incursions into the zoo. If our people are sensible, now is the time to strike this very army. They are very weak. Forget the show nonsense. Hannah Wagari. They are very weak people. This army can be defeated and killed off. They are not strong. It's Chad who is running the show, not the zoo. Ordinary Chad, a place full of desert. Sand. Poor, in one of the poorest countries in the world. Very, very poor, Chad is. They depend on France, maybe 2 or 3 million euros every year to try and survive. if they pay the president, you know, to do, and that's the end of it. Everybody can starve and eat sand in the desert or drink the blood of cattle or the milk of it, and that's it. Chadian president calling the shot, not even Jonathan. Very sad indeed. The Yoruba man who was born a Muslim that saw that there is a niche market in Christendom, in Christianity. You can come in and create your own little shop and start making money. His name is T.B. Joshua. Some of you, I don't know, he owns a synagogue, they call it. He's a Muslim. He was a Muslim. For some of you who don't know, T.B. Joshua was a Muslim. Now he saw on the TV how American televangelists are making money. You know, it was white people who started this money-making business. You know, Oral Roberts, you know him, you know all those people. You know, the one that was sleeping with prostitutes and they jailed him, his name is Ken Baker. Do you remember him? Another very powerful televangelist. There was another one as well, I've forgotten his name. There were three of them, very powerful people. They saw it, they knew that it's going to anyhow, you know, Yorubana with their fraudulent nature. All of them Muslims. Winners, Chapel, Redeem, Synagogue, all of them, all KICC. Former Muslims, all of them. They were born Idris. Some of them. Muslims can have. But now they have a very big church in Owerri, where the attendance is nearly 5,000. So every blessed day, they are taking with them nearly 2-3 million in collection, leaving Biafra land. Every blessed week, 6 billion leave Biafra land. I said 6 billion, not 6 million. Leave Biafra land all the way to Yoruba land. We are really slaves, honestly. We are what I call the third tier slave. White man will take. Awasa will take. Yoruba will take. And then you are left with Rochas or Crotch. Whatever is left, you just mop it up. Very sad indeed. He loses his suit to stop synagogue collapse probe. He's a man of truth and a man of the word. He's a man of God, as they say. Yet he wants to stop the probe into why his building collapsed. The essence of having a probe is to discover the truth. There is something called Ozemena, where we come from. Can KDK to a happy muscle so that this collapse will not happen again? That is why you have inquiries. And that is where people go to school. Because if you're educated, you will understand the meaning of an inquiry. An inquiry is to find out, how did this building collapse? So that other buildings may not collapse, so we can learn from it. He's a man of God, but he's afraid of the truth. He's trying to get them to stop the inquiry they're making into the rubbish building he put up with Dangote cement. Fake cement. Njaba residents reluctant to return after Boko Haram massacre. They said they're taking over. Who said so? No surprise in secret circles over the former Chief Justice of the Federation's son joining ISIS. The son of Mohammed Wires, the former Chief Justice of the Zoo, is a lesson for everybody claiming they are freedom fighters. The father is rich. He has all the money in the world. But the urge to kill, the urge to participate, to defend Islam or to propagate Islam was in him. Now, if, as people keep saying all the time, if the son of this man, including Mutalab, if you remember them, if you are in the same country with these people willing to go out to kill for Islam, how about their father? These are their fathers that gave birth to them. Have you thought of that before? Here you have a former Chief Justice of the Federation, the Zoo itself. The son is now a jihadist going to kill people. If this man gave birth to this boy, that means that this boy is acting out the same genetical tendency passed over to him from his father, isn't it? So that means that the father is also harboring some jihadist tendencies as well. And you're in the same country with them. And some of you are running around Okorocha saying, we're going to vote. Lekwa Heba, their children are getting training from ISIS. And then when Buhari gets in, they will come to I'm a JK, you know what, and be cutting off your head. And by that time, Okorocha would have run to Sokoto with his boyfriend. Mad people. We continue. This is Radio Biafra. Police confirm murder. There is death and mayhem in Ebonyi. They are killing themselves, of course, because of political party. What else? Our people are dying out of monumental ignorance. Ignorance beyond ignorance. That is why they are perishing. Very, very sad indeed. Oil slump. Experts advocate 15% VAT to boost federal government revenue. They are planning to tax you. When people, they are planning not income tax because people don't have income to tax. They are going for VAT. VAT means imported goods. And who are the people involved in importation of goods? Igbo people. So in the end, when oil is flowing, Hausa, Fulani, Yoruba will eat, they will take all the oil money. They own 98% of the oil block. When things are hard, they will tax Igbo goods to pay for everybody else. Amazing stuff, isn't it? Do you understand what we're saying at all here? I hope you all do. Because that is where we want Biafra. We do what we do that the world may be able to understand what we are doing and why we want Biafra in truth and honesty. Before Lugard came, we were on our own. In fact, we had autonomous. Everybody, you are in your clan. Just do your own thing. Go to farm. Go and do something and just survive. Then the white man came. I said, you, from today, your name is Nigeria. And every black monkey is jumping up and down. As they said, they created the zoo called Nigeria, which means that the British people are your creators. They made you. Without them, you wouldn't exist. Do you know that? Had the French come, I don't know what name they would have called you, or the Portuguese. I don't know. The British came and said it's Nigeria. The French came and called their own part Niger, which means the same thing more or less. So had the French come in, you'll be Niger, Nigeria. No, Nigeria. What do they call them in Niger? What is their name? Is it Nigeries or whatever? I don't know. So it depends on whoever comes. You know, whatever name they give us, we answer. Who are we? We just answer now. Don't that tell you that you're not normal? Do you see why I call Nigerians monkeys? Anything that, it may not have been the British. It could have been the Italians. And maybe you'll be answering, I don't know what else you'll be answering. It's only Ethiopia that is original and Zimbabwe. Ethiopia is an original name. Zimbabwe is original. So also is Ghana. The rest, I couldn't possibly vouch for them. You have a people who existed before the Europeans came. The Europeans come and what is your name? Your name is Ivory Coast. The coast where they harvest, where they get ivory from. That is your name. And you're answering. Good. Black people from Africa. Wow. Lord have mercy. Let's continue. The news in greater detail. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, and very shortly our lines will open, and when it does open, we shall invite you, of course, to give us your views and your opinions. Nigeria must not break David Mark. When you talk about criminals, this they don't come better than this. No, I'm sorry. Tinubu surpasses him because Tinubu is a... But Tinubu started late to steal. These are the granddaddies of thievery. David Mark, Senate President, three private jets. Amazing stuff. Senate President David Mark warned his fellow politicians to abstain from unguided and offensive utterances that are capable of instigating violence or creating disaffection. David Mack, what creates disaffection is your stealing. Because that money you're taking away and banking in Europe, you see. Now let's teach you simple economics so you understand it. If that money were to be in the economy, you don't have to give soft loans to entrepreneurs. What you do is, all that reserve will be held by the central bank, and they give it to ordinary high street banks and say to them, loan this money to businesses. You may have about, say, 40% default, it doesn't matter. But if the other 60% were to take off, they will create employment and they will generate revenue. Very simple stuff. They did that in the UK. It's called quantitative easing. You could have done that very easily. But instead of them to do quantitative easing, these politicians, they sit down and they carve up all the money. Not that they bank it locally. They take it abroad. And they come back and tell you about one Nigeria. what is causing violence and disaffection, David Mark, is poverty, hunger, and disease. If people have, Babaka Shekau had time, if not at Alamajri school, if they had time to get up in the morning and go to work, there will be less terrorism, so to speak. Anywhere you go in the world, and there is what I call headline terrorism, the mass ranks of the followers of the bigot are mostly uneducated people. You may have the few sprinkling of bright people from Europe or from America wanting to go and kill. You know, you have murderers in America. You just want to go and murder officially. You just want to go and be killing people in an official capacity. Then you go off and join them. I hope you understand what we're saying. This man, David Mark, from the Middle Belt, that's if you ask, you go out, you ask him, excuse me, sir, where are you from? I am from the Middle Belt. I said, sorry, you're from where? I am a Middle Beltan. Oh my God in heaven. Only in Africa. Mark gave this advice in a statement released by his chief press secretary, Mr. Paul Mume, while addressing the 2015 pilgrims to Israel at the St. Mulumba's Catholic Chaplaincy, Apo, in Abuja. He warned those instigating war on account of their political ambitions not to unconsciously do anything that would undermine national unity and cohesion. National unity. Who created national unity? The British. There is no country in the world that is civilized where there are competing value systems fighting for the same center all the time. America is a Christian country. They are doing very well. The whole of Western Europe are essentially Christian. There is no problem. Why is it, therefore, that some senators in America would want to force me, who is not a Muslim, to belong to a country full of Muslims? I can't understand it. I will not go to Saudi Arabia and impose Christianity on them. So I'm asking Britain, why would you want to impose Sharia on me? Because in the constitution of Nigeria, the zoo itself, there is Sharia everywhere. Go and check it now. Google it. Bring out Nigerian constitution on your screen right now. Do control F, which is find. Control, hold down the control key on your computer, type F, and then type in Sharia. Click find. It will tell you how many times Sharia appeared on the constitution. Simple experiment to tell you that you are in an Islamic caliphate already. Mark is warning people when in actual fact, do they even advise themselves to say, this money I am stealing is capable of destabilizing the country. My act of thievery and stealing will destabilize the country. No. Owning 3 private jets when people don't have clean water to drink is an act capable of destabilizing the country. I mean, assuming the people can reason properly. No, he wouldn't go that far, would he? Never. Never. Many corruption allegations against my government are politically motivated, according to Jonathan. They are not. Mr. Jonathan, because you are actually very, very corrupt. That is the truth, Jonathan. You are a very corrupt individual. People sometimes they have this very funny way of behaving. They think somehow because somebody is from somewhere, you don't say anything. That is rubbish to me. Doesn't matter. If you're bad, you're bad. In the new Biafra, if you vote in somebody from my clan and their policies are bad, I will tell him your policy. In fact, they should kick the person out. I've said it before. When you follow people politically, you don't follow them because they are from your village. You follow them based on how good or bad their policy, how it is going to affect you. When you are begging for American visa, some of you have applied for American visa for over 1,000 times. Are you applying for American visa because Isunjaba is somewhere near Chicago? Do you know the mayor of mayor of Chicago? God forbid. Do you know the mayor of Chicago? But you want to live in Chicago. You prefer to live in Chicago than to live in Ozobolo. Is that not correct? Who do you know in Chicago you want to live in? It's because when you go there, the opportunities you have is better than what you have in Ozobol, isn't it? You have jobs, you have electricity, you have running water. If you work very hard, you make it. Now, if you bring it to local politics, that is what should be guiding who you vote for, not how close they are to you. Because why travel to America when you can travel to Benin Republic, to Cotonou? If it is proximity, how close somebody is to your village, that determines who you vote for. But all these lessons are for Biafra land, not for the zoo, because we are asking you not to vote. Do not go out to vote. That's all we are saying. Don't go out to vote. Understand that. President Goodluck Jonathan has berated internal and external criticisms of his administration as corrupt, asserting that a significant proportion of the allegations has been politically motivated. Jonathan, speaking at the 54th Independence Anniversary Interdenominational Church Service at the National Christian Center in Abuja on Sunday, in an interview broadcast on Monday on the English channel of Al Jazeera, President Jonathan cited the claim of missing oil funds raised by the erstwhile governor of the Central Bank of the Zoo and now Emir of Kano, Alhaji Lamido Sanusi, as one of the politically motivated allegations of corruption directed at his government. Jonathan, even NMPC admitted that they did not remit the whole money to the Federation account. The question remains, where is the money? And the obvious answer from you is that all that money has gone into your pocket and that of your cronies. Jonathan, you are corrupt. Very, very corrupt. So nobody is leveling any allegation. Your administration ranks as the most corrupt, if not the most incompetent I've ever come across in my entire life. I have never seen something as shambolic and as idiotic as this. Never, ever, ever. We continue. This is Radio Biafra. There is no sentiment here. I don't believe in stupid sentimentality. I don't believe in that rubbish. If you see the truth, you speak it. If you can't speak it, you shut up. The Zeus problem is leadership, according to the chief ape himself. My goodness me. Obasanjo. Obasanjo, according to some market women in Indonesia. Former president of the zoo, Olusegun Obasanjo, has hinted that for the nation to move forward, the leadership must be upright. That's what I told you about people in China stealing our defense fund. You know, I say how with ego, the Hana Bamba. Obasanjo, having collected money or having negotiated for himself very good concessions from MTN, so that if you scratch MTN card, he gets 2 naira. Before it was 1 naira, now it's gone to 2 naira. Now that other people are now competing. This man that converted what was meant to be a federal farm into his own private farm is telling you that you should be upright as a leader. Leaders should be upright. This is the man that went to Odi and flattened Odi. For those of you from Niger Delta who cannot reason properly, we tell you this. It was a Yoruba man that bombed Odi. It was an Hausa man that marched their troops all the way to the Atlantic. They carved Warri into two. Have you all forgotten? Maybe you have. I won't be surprised. Obasanjo is asking you to be upright. But Obasanjo, were you upright when you were in power? The answer is no. Obasanjo, your bank account, your principal account is in Vienna in Austria. Am I lying? Obasanjo, your account is in Vienna, in Austria. Am I lying, Obasanjo? Oh, my goodness me. You, all of you are corrupt. Babangida is the embodiment of corruption. But at least he built Third Mainland Bridge, as we reminded his critics a while ago. The man is bad, but you can say he built Third Mainland Bridge to ease traffic congestion in the already congested hellhole and filth bag that is Lagos Island. Obasanjo was talking on Thursday. I don't think there's any need to go into. He said it's bad leadership. He now knows a lot of them are bad. All of them are very, very bad. The zoo is awful. Awful place to be in. The National Universities Commission in the zoo will establish a portal for PhD holders in order to facilitate their engagement in the Nigerian university system. The executive secretary, Professor Julius Okojie, has said. Okojie said in an interactive dinner with newsmen on Thursday in Abuja that it was worrisome that PhD holders were unemployed when their services were needed in the universities. So, all the PhD holders will come out. They will go back to universities to go and teach, and they won't pay them because they don't pay them very well. Even when they do, they don't even take care of them. Then they produce other PhD holders. Then they go back to universities and they absorb them as well. So after a while, you will have more teachers than students. This is typical policy coming from the zoo because nobody interrogates what these people say. So if we keep absorbing every PhD holder to go into teaching, there will come a time when PhD holders will even outnumber the students that are meant to be teaching. Then what happens after that? You need to create an enabling environment where the economy grows to absorb the talent of these people, and it is not rocket science. I've told them before. Anyway, it's for Biafra and I can't advise them on what to do. We have our economic policies intact in Biafra land. Once we are born, we have our freedom, we'll be up and running immediately. Some few things we put in place only, and everything will change. You will see what an economy looks like. You will see it, not the nonsense they keep harping on about all the time. In the last 30 years, black churches have raked in $420 billion from their members. These are black churches. When Haiti, you know the earthquake in Haiti or the volcano in Montserrat, these are black Caribbean islands. Did you ever hear about any coalition of Pentecostal churches sending any aid relief or money to these people who are suffering? The answer is no. You know, we are very wicked. Black people are very, very wicked, honestly speaking. They have raked in money. Research conducted by LifeTees has reported that an estimated $420 billion in tithes and donation has been accumulated by black churches since 1980, as ongoing investigation into the spending of mega church leaders was first initiated by Senator Charles Grassley around 2008. You know, white people, they don't tolerate rubbish. That is why white people, their society is moving forward and blacks are falling behind. A white person cannot see rubbish happening and they keep quiet. It was a white senator, I believe, who started the inquiry. Not a black senator that said, you claim you're serving God and you have your own little island. Before it's praise the Lord, they're going to work on me. Let's investigate them. It has now been found out $420 billion in tithes. Sow seed, water the seed, they will pay your tithe. People go to useless churches to go and pay tithe and claim they are paying tithe to Jesus. People are really foolish. Very, very foolish people. Pastors are expanding. Naza, every blessed day. I feel sorry for you people. And they will not donate one dime to relieve black people who are in pain and suffering. Never. Their own wickedness is upper grade one. Grade one wickedness. Amazing stuff. This is Radio Biafra. For joining us, we are giving you our news in greater detail, please. You must bear with us. You must bear with us. A Nigerian pastor has been arrested. His name is Timothy Ngu. He says he has 13 children with 5 wives and his mistresses. Police arrested him for abusing members of his congregation on the will of God. He was reported to authorities by his wife, who grew sick of his adultery. Arrested pastor claims the married women's husbands agreed to affairs. A mother of 8 claims Ngu impregnated her and then her daughter in the name of Jesus. That is what they're doing in the Mother Megaro. Now you understand why we are the way we are. When you go out and you lie and deceive in the name of the Almighty or anything divine, you are bringing curse upon your people. The same way that I hold everybody kneeling down before a Yoruba pastor responsible for everything wrong with Igbo people. And that is why Lagos is very, very bad for Igbos. And Biafrans as a whole. Because that is where they attend most of these useless churches. And that is where their stupidity begins from. You can see Umoji women. They go to Yoruba churches now. Mwoja banyego hanime. Evil spirit has gone inside them. The same thing is happening to this pastor. Look at what he's doing. a recreation of the Osu caste system in those days. Exactly how it began, just like this. People committing abomination in the name of the Most High. Very sad indeed. And you want God to bless you. That is not possible because you're a hypocrite. We continue. I unilaterally called war on Boko Haram, according to the Chadian president. Chadian president is Idris Deby. He has claimed that Chad unilaterally decided upon the much celebrated committed war against Boko Haram this January. The resolute action now being taken is not that of Nigeria's Jonathan, but it was that of the president of Chad. It was the president of Chad that made it possible for them to crack down on Boko Haram, not Jonathan. Jonathan was dithering and very weak until the Chad president decided to move in and Jonathan supported him. That is why ordinary Chad that is not up to the GDP of Imo State can carry out incursion into the zoo and nobody will talk about breaching their territorial integrity because they don't understand international geopolitics, do they? But yet they said they went to school. Sad people. A Lagos State High Court in Ikeja on Friday affirmed the witness summons issued on the founder, Synagogue Church of All Nations, Prophet T.B. Joshua. He's a prophet from Islam to prophet. Prophet in Christianity. To appear before the coroner probing the cause of death of 116 persons that died in the church's schoolhouse building on September 12, 2014. Those people traveled all the way from South Africa looking for miracle. And they died. Do you see how foolish people are? South Africa that white Europeans built very well. You left it to come to a place that is smelling, full of dustbin. Lagos. Very filthy, dirty place. To look for miracle. I'm very sorry. But they all died. The building collapsed on them. In their next life, they will not be that foolish to start looking for an idiot to try and bless them. Very sad indeed. He didn't want to appear before. Now they are compelling him to appear, to testify, because they want to find out why the building collapsed, so that the same thing will not happen. It's called lessons learned. That's what it's called. You learn your lessons from it, so that it won't happen again. It's called Ozemena, you see. As I told you, in Igbo names, you have the answer to every conundrum. Everything you're looking for. In the names we bear and give to our villages. Ozemena, that's what it's called. That is the only reason why. Let it not happen again. That is why you have inquiries, please. For those of you who may not be accustomed as to why inquiries are needed, it is to ascertain the cause of the problem so we can mitigate against it. That's all. Results from a total demographic study came out by the Enhancing Financial... What nonsense is this? What they are saying is that 60 million people in the zoo don't have bank account. Is that news? 60 million? Of course. The ones that have, what are they doing with it? Stealing. You go to ATM, they say there is no network to go and take money. Sometimes they'll take your card and ask you to contact your branch. Maybe you're in Calabar and your branch is in somewhere near Zungeru. You go to your... And sometimes you go to withdraw money. They will say, take your cash, but there is no cash. And then you say, but how can I get my money back? I've been debited. They say, go to your bank and fill a form. You will know that these people are not qualified to run banking, honestly speaking. But they are doing something. It's in Union Bank that they are carrying register about. They have computer. They don't even trust the computer. They still trust their register to register your name before you go to a teller. My dear Lord, have mercy. Primitive and very crude. We must continue this very evening. Residents are afraid to return to a particular village. It's called Njaba. Reports coming out from Njaba village in Borno State reveal that residents who were lucky to have fled a spine-chilling attack by a Boko Haram sect, which left dozens of people dead 4 days ago, are unwilling to return because of the absence of security operatives in the place. They are afraid to come back because Boko Haram will come for them again. That is the death and mayhem in the zoo. People have now said within the security and intelligence circles in Abuja that they are not surprised that the son of a former chief justice of the zoo left to go and join Islamic terrorist group, Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or the Levant, if you wish. For them, it has been long in coming as the group has targeted children of affluent Hausa Fulani Nigerians. Their father is made of the same thing. They want to kill all of you, and people are, you know, with a jumping up and down, is our man. I can't understand them. They will give you Buhari. And then you will see in the constitution, it says Sharia, Sharia, Sharia everywhere. Have you done the experiment? Give us the result. The police in Ebonyi State have confirmed the murder of one Ifanyon, a Labour Party supporter from Omonaga Ward in Ohosra, local government area of the state. The police public relations officer in the state, Mr. Chris Anyanwu, confirmed the development to news agency of the zoo in Abakaliki. Anyanwu said that the matter has been transferred from the divisional police office in the local government area to the command headquarters in Abakaliki. People are dying because of who to vote for, but we are saying there should be no voting, but people are so hungry, you see. Chai. Agweme Madharu. Hunger and poverty driving people's senses rather than their brains. With over 80 billion naira shaved off the Federation account revenue last January, taxation and management experts have called for adoption of between 15% and 20% VAT rate in the country to help government stabilize and sustain its revenue base. Tax Igbo people, you are going to pay. VAT is levied on goods and services. And who are the people running the economy at the grassroots level? Igbo petty traders. They will hit you very hard. So not only will they take your oil, you also pay for Hausa Fulani kids to receive free food as well. Because Jonathan has promised them, all the Alamajiri children, you get free food. Who is going to pay? Igbo traders. And you are running about saying you want to vote. Very sad indeed. Boko Haram attacks Borno Town, kills 9. But they will tell you tomorrow they have taken it over. That concludes our news this very evening. This is Radio Biafra. And now our lines will be opened up. And if you call Radio Biafra, we will be at liberty to take your call. Wherever you are, our lines are now opened. And this is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And humanity is listening. If the barrister is with me, still very close to me, he is more than welcome to please try and return and give us the benefit of his understanding of the news we are presenting this very evening. We are live. We are direct. And this is Radio Biafra. And this is the barrister himself. Barrister, please go ahead. Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister, can you hear me? No, barrister cannot hear me.
Director, I can hear you.
Please go ahead.
Barrister, thank you for the news. Mouthful. You read, you brought in quite a lot. But let me start with Jonathan's corruption and what he thinks that corruption should be on how he is maintaining it. You've already said it out. The zoo don't have aircraft of their own. But Lord Jonathan has 11 lying down there in waste while the zoo are only contracting private jets to run their businesses from here to United States, from there to UK and all the world affairs. But a president who's supposed to be an example to others is hoarding jets for himself and his family. And he's talking about corruption. I don't know if he doesn't show good leadership, how others will follow him. He's talking rubbish. And I'm sure that Biafrans are listening, because the reason why we read all this news is for some of you, if not almost all of you, to know. Because Biafrans are not good at reading newspapers or listening to television or any media outlets. They are all interested in football, Arsenal, Manchester. When I was at home a couple of weeks ago, every evening, children will congregate and watch Arsenal, Manchester. And I said, what a shame that our people could be watching television. Boko Haram will just come from the back and slaughter all of them, because they are not listening to news. They are not following the world issues. That is a big problem for our people. And that is why Radio Biafra is making inroads. At least they won't read. They'll just sit down and listen if they so wish to doing so. Because it's very important for our people to know about world affairs. You can dance it director. Somebody in Uma here, somebody in Owerri, will not hear a news in Lagos. Then again, you can't blame them because of this epileptic type of electricity they have at home. They will get one in the morning. The next one will be next week. Except and only if you are affluent enough to have generator. Then you can watch their vision. And most of their interest goes to CNN. They will give you false news. They will never, since CNN has been broadcasting BBC, they will never mention anything Biafra. Hausas will go and kill Christians. They will tell you they are killing Muslims. And all those are brothers and sisters who have been killed, buried. Who are they? Biafrans. CNN will not tell you. The BBC you always cling to will not tell you the truth. You will not know. That is why Radio Biafra is here, to open your eyes, to inject proper information into your eyes and into your brains, so that you will know when they say jump, you jump. Not 24 hours glued onto Arsenal and Manchester and all the rest of them. You know, Jonathan is talking about corruption. Director, let me go to churches and how much they bring and take away from our people. 420 billion. That's a huge amount of money. Now, let me ask you, Director, when I spoke earlier this morning, as soon as I finished talking, there's one guy who says, whichever religion you belong to is immaterial. And then when you try to correct him, he said he cannot hear. But he can hear to talk to you. I was so upset. I said, why not cut this guy off? Can you see how foolish our people are? He is hearing you, but you're trying to correct him. He doesn't want to listen. He says he can't hear, but he's prepared to project his own stupid words, trying to tell you it is immaterial. It is immaterial. 420 billion is taken away from our people. But just provide some few money into the contributions of what Radio Biafra is doing. It's very difficult. The ones contributed are being stolen by our own people. Tomorrow they go to church and go and give it to Adeboye and Kumuyi and all the rest of it.
Barrister,
let me ask you.
Barrister, it is not billion naira. It is in dollars, please.
So billion dollars.
It is trillion. Trillions of naira. Trillions you're talking about.
Director, sometimes I just feel like sleeping and not waking up. You know, our people are so foolish, ignorant to the highest, that you are listening to a radio station giving you all information, disseminating all information free of charge, but contribute the little so that all of you will know how you are being cheated, how you are being seen as fools, how you've been cajoled and made irrelevant. You are here telling me it's immaterial. If we don't tell you your behaviors, how would you change? Look at that. $420 billion. But your children are hawking every morning and they're pregnancing them. Now look at this church man. 20 women. And this is in Jesus' name. Director, let me ask all these church people, all these people who are predicting about church and Jesus, how much did Jesus Christ made when he was on earth, Director?
Not he gave, he didn't, he fed people, he didn't receive anything.
Was he going about asking them to sow seeds and water seeds?
Not at all. He was preaching the gospel.
Did Jesus Christ ride any motorbike, bicycle, or on any aircraft?
Not at all. He was in a donkey, not even horse. Donkey, in Yunyibu, the lowest form of transportation.
So, Director, what is the meaning of Jesus Christ? What is the meaning? I am a Christian. What's the meaning of it?
It is when the Greeks came, because the white man did not want to be circumcised. Because the same way that before you become a Christian, you confess and believe in Yahweh Yeshua, which is the Greeks called Jesus Christ. But because once you circumcise, it makes you a Jewish person, you become Hebrew. They never wanted to circumcise. So what they did was to come and steal the scripture from the Holy Land and go and amend it to suit them. So they invented... They elevated, they deified Yahweh Yeshua. And that time, there were a group of people called the Ebonites, which is where we come from, but we'll get to that later on. The Ebonites traveled all the way to Constantine to remind, they went to Constantinople to remind Emperor Constantine not to deify Yahweh Yeshua. They told him he's a messenger of God, no doubt about that. His gospel is from heaven, yes. But he is not God. Do you know what they did to the Ebonites? They killed all of them.
Yes.
Because the Europeans wanted something to believe away from the practice, the Hebraic faith. Because if they practice the Hebraic faith, they will be forced, of course, to go to the back of the temple or the back of the synagogue and kill down. As they said, no, we wanted our own. So what did they do? Because Chukwu Abiama had a covenant with Abraham about circumcision, that this is what marks you out as mine. They said, oh, that Jesus said, all that has passed away. Behold, something new has come. But Jesus also, but it happened on Diano. Leave them. Leave them. Jesus Christ is the name, the Greeks. Jesus, there is no J in Hebrew. Jesus Christ is not the name his mother and his father called him. His name was Yahweh Yeshua, which means Chinazo or Chizoba. I was having a debate with somebody. Is it Chizoba or Chizobam or Chinazo? We had that debate, but it means the same thing anyway. That was what they did. They Europeanized the gospel. Now, before you can come to church, barrister, you go and first of all bow before an Italian woman carrying a child statue, which is
in the name of Mary.
I'm telling you the truth. Before you come to worship Chukwu Abiama, you now go and kiss the picture of an Italian man. Very funny, isn't it? Whereas the same Bible told us anything made with hand, warosi. You don't bow down before anything made with hand. But our people are doing it and thinking we can condone such rubbish. I don't condone it. In a farosi, for warosi. But this is Radio Biafra, worship Chukwu Abiama in heaven.
Director, you know that Paul was a Muslim. Because he was going about killing Christians. And all of a sudden, he was converted.
I don't know.
He was converted at Damascus. That's where he was converted. And then do you know that Peter himself never trusted this guy? Peter went about preaching about circumcision. Paul went about preaching about don't marry if you don't want to. And that is how you have gays in Christianity. Now, Director, what I'm driving at here is this. If they are Jesus Christ and they are Christians, they're supposed to be Christ-like, isn't it?
To be like now, Christ, yes.
Absolutely. Now, tell me, in all this news you've been reading here, this pastor pregnanting 20 women and these people taking $420 billion away from those who are very poor. And yet, they don't want to see it. That they are hoodwinked. That our people have been made to be stupid and look stupid. And we're trying to clear this particular scale into their eyes. And then you see somebody who will come, hey, don't talk about religion. They have used this religion to impoverish our people. That is why we are talking about this. Because it's upsetting. A whole Biafran nation is being made to look stupid. We have been killed. Religion is used to suppress you. And when somebody hurt you, they say, look away. Turn this side, let him slap you. Those days and those years are gone. Throughout the history of Biafra, we are not warmongers. We are good people looking after one another. But the advent of European Christianity has put us asunder, created a lot of enmity between us and our brothers. Even the Bible says it. That Jesus Christ says this, it's not true that he came here to cause trouble, that he came here to put a war between husband and wife, war between sisters and mother. This is their new version created to deceive our people. And look at how much they are milking out of our own people. The writer David Mark is afraid of his shadow. Because of all the atrocities he committed, he's afraid that if Biafra comes, it will be brought to book. Because Nigeria, the expired zoo, is a cover for evil men, is a cover for evil women. If Britain don't talk, who are you to talk? Obasanjo is roaming about after killing people at Odi, after stealing our oil. Gowon is roaming about coming here. He snatched a lot of money from our oil. Do you know that here they are still persecuting those who destroyed what they're supposed not to destroy, the 1944 war.
That is correct.
That is why sometimes when our deputy director, Uchemefo, talked about those who are supposed to be brought to book, I don't jump into that particular talk so quickly. Because if Britain people, British people, are still persecuting people that committed atrocities in 1944, why can't we persecute those who committed an atrocity between 67 and 70? This one is of yesterday. You know, when him and our own doctor, engineer Anya, looks into this matter, I don't tend to speak much, director, and tell you we can prosecute them. And it is current that they can be brought to book. And when Biafra comes, we will. Wherever they run to, they should run to. See, this world is very, very funny. At a point, it doesn't seem as if things could be real, but at the long run, you can see the realities of what we're doing here. Now, our people are gathering. You read about some groups who are trying to mobilize other evil people so that the election will not be held. Why? Is it not because of what we're broadcasting? Is it not evident that what we are talking here is resounding worldwide? Is it not a common view to say that we are doing a lot here on Radio Biafra, as you put it? Although I have to thank the British people that were here in their land, started our broadcasting, and then push it to every corner. We can broadcast at anywhere, and even in the hall, you can just put up a wire, and the world will hear us. But I still find that, regardless of all the atrocities, you are asking, why are the British not doing blockade against the Boko Haram? But they made sure that Biafran 6 point something million of Biafran children, men and women, and including old parents, perished because of Kasioka. They starved us of food. They made sure we don't receive any relief from those who are willing to give it to us, especially the Irish people. They blocked everywhere. Why were British people doing so? Because their interest is in the oil. They wouldn't want Biafrans to come and say, hey, stop taking our oil. That was the reason why British did what they did. And I tell you, it's their older version. When Winston Churchill was presiding in this particular country, he's gone, it's dead and gone. Now, this present wants, they always go into their file, their ex-files. What has happened before, they want to put it that way. But when it comes to changing their rules and their laws, it's every day. But the ones in the zoo remains the way it is. You must answer Nigeria. Is it by force? Now, Nigeria has expired since 2013, 31st of December. It has expired. That is why when we talk with every amount of effrontery. We're not looking back. You created a zoo that has been against Biafrans. It has expired. So what gives you the legality to still hold on to what has expired? We are going by law. This is why when we talk is because we are legitimate of what we are doing. Supported by UN, crowned by European Act 2007. So why should we be afraid? Clear me what belongs to us, as I always say. If what belongs to you, you are afraid to grab it by then, obviously it doesn't belong to you. Remember the story of Kirikiri. If Kirikiri cannot die because of one penny, what about those who died for nothing? So Biafrans, stand up wherever you are. So let me tell you about these Muslim issues and how we are going to live with them. I don't think that it will be viable for Biafrans to live alongside Islam or Muslim. Biafrans, if you are part of those or one of those or group of those, Rocha Sokorocha is breeding. He's breeding those in their body. They give them money. Because in church, you donate money. Muslims, they'll give you money to come and join them so that you kill your fellow brother and sister. We will not entertain such in our homeland, in Biafra land, because we are not made of the devil. We don't have this spiritual wickedness in us. In the morning, you wake up to go and kill somebody. When we know that killing is one of those atrocities, that if you do it, you are going in for it. We will not associate with the Muslims. Biafra land will remain as Chukwu Abiyama created it. Director, I think I'll give you the way.
Thank you very much. Well spoken, Barrister. Thank you very, very much for that. So much to ponder over, so much to contemplate, so much to comprehend, and so much to digest. And our lines are open, and because they are open, it is our responsibility to go to the line immediately. The caller on the phone, our first caller today, if you can hear me, please start by turning down your system, please. Turn your system down. Balatia, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me, sir?
Very well, loud and clear. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Well, my name is Chihur Mnanya Iwuchigu. I'm from Iho Ikeduru. And I like to say that because I've heard you talk about, we call it Iho in our Ikeduru language, but from real understanding of your preaching, my director, that name really means Ihe, light. In Ikedu.
Of course.
Anyway, thank you so much, Director. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Please, yes. Go ahead. Only 2 minutes.
Yes.
If you
as I always
two,
say,
2 minutes.
You,
2 minutes.
You
too
always...
many people on the line. 2 minutes, please. I crave your indulgence.
Okay.
2 minutes. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. I say thank you so much. The reason why that the question is this. Well, we shouldn't be too much angry for those who lied to us. But we should be really, really angry for those who continue to believe the lies. Yes, they brought to us a religion and deceived us and gave us wrong names and wrong everything. Well, for those of them who are clinging to their Jesus, well, then someone is in Jesus' name pregnanting 20 women. Doesn't that tell you something, that this Jesus does not act? Because if that dear Jesus was really active in spirit, he would kill that man as he's pregnanting the 20 women. If that dear Jesus was real,
no, but
all these people
no,
have
no, he, hold on, hold on. He is real, but he's merciful. He is real. I'm not saying Jesus Christ exists. Yahweh Heshua existed. He preached the gospel. But people corrupted his gospel. That's what we are saying. And that corruption of the gospel led to the enslavement of black people. Black mentality became corrupted as a result of the corruption of the scriptures. That is all we are saying. We are not questioning, we are not challenging his existence, because Yahweh Heshua existed and preached the gospel. Please go ahead.
Okay. That again, notwithstanding, well, the people should direct our anger at those people who continue to believe this lie. Because the person who lied to us, he has done his job. His job was to lie, deceive us, take things away from us. But then those who continue to perpetuate, self-perpetuating this lie, are the people that we need to wipe from bottom. If they refuse to see the light, because these are people that will draw us back. Yes, Barrister said correct. The day this Biafra comes, every single one of them going with that Muslim and Rakaba thing, not in Biafra land.
It won't work.
Because there will always be a route of starting from Ebony State and all that their Rochas group.
Of course, they will no longer exist. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Very, very insightful and very, very direct, because here we allow freedom of speech. That is not something that most black people are accustomed to. But here on Radio Biafra, there is freedom of speech. Let's go to the line and see who is there. The caller, oh, no, they are no longer there. I don't know why they're doing that. I don't know if it, of course, it could be the network, because the network is absolutely shambolic. Does not work at all, at all, at all. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. I don't know who the caller is on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you? No, my goodness, me too. Now, too noisy. The caller on the other line, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Reverend Ike Naibe. I'm calling from Ezira in Orumba South, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Are you listening to Radio Biafra right now?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. You know, Orumba South. Please go ahead.
But not through...
I know, via satellite. Via satellite, yes.
Via satellite, yes, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Thank you, Director, my Commander-in-Chief, for all you have been doing for us. You always say it's not thank you, but I...
That is true.
We always keep saying, may you God have a complete blessing and follow you, sir.
You say, and yours too. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Please, I wish to announce this time, I wish to announce our upcoming meeting here in Orumba on Sunday, sir.
On Sunday? What time on Sunday? In Orumba, what time on Sunday?
By 2 p.m., sir.
2 p.m.
And I wish to call all IPOB members within Orumba and its environment, sir, for them to come out and join the moving train. About a few days ago, I heard so many callers from Anambra calling. You know, a few days ago, some people called from Nubi. I heard their names calling that they are listening to Radio Biafra. I wish to ask them to come out and join the moving train. Here in Anambra, you can see both Owerri, Olu, Aba, they are all coming out to show their solidarity. I wish to call all Biafras in Anambra to come out. If you are missing your way or in any other thing, anything you want to find out, with permission from our state coordinator, I wish to give this number out in case, like the people in Nubi, I had about 3 or 4 days ago, they said about party people listening, but they have not come to identify with the people of IPOB here in Anambra. I wish to give the number, sir, for them to call. You know the way forward, sir.
Please go ahead and give the number. Please go ahead.
Okay. 080-97-62-02-76. I repeat. 080-97-62-02-76. Call this number and you'll be directed in a way or where and how to join the moving train so that Anambra will go up as all of people. I know that the damage that as you already said, the inflation of our time has done in Anambra has made a lot of people to strike back. But I wish to call an advice that let us come out and join the moving train, because this year, as you already said, is the year that Biafra will march. And on the upcoming meeting here, that the Anambra State Coordinator and his contingency will come and inaugurate Orumba Zone. So all who, maybe one word that hearing my voice, they should come out on Sunday and come and embrace this great occasion. Orumba will be inaugurated on Sunday. If you are missing your way through down here, how to get locate us? Please, you call this number, 070-35-38-2387. On Sunday, call this number in case you are missing your way to locate our location here in Orumba, 070-35-38-2387. So, please, Director, I'll stay... plead with you, sir. I know that you have done it, because when I call outside, the information that Anambra will be on CHK 6.7. About 2 days ago, Anambra can now receive CHK 6.7. I wish to add that in a short while, as soon as you come back, we'll try to reach us within this our territory, because that will help us in a long way. Because so many people that we have been preaching this gospel. Not all of us were able to have such light. And even some pastors have got of power failure. Here, yeah, there's no light in this our territory. So, but when it goes to CHK, at morning, we broadcast in the morning that I know that so many people who have the opportunity to listen via radio, via FM, the chapter and number grows, maybe people have been among who continue to work with you, who have been thanking you, continue to protect and guide you, sir. May God bless you, sir.
Yes, sir, thank you very much. Thank you, well spoken. We have a meeting this very Sunday coming up in Anambra. And he gave you the telephone number, and we want you to call that very number, please. There will be other people as well working for the zoo. Nkande Hana Locha Sokrochan and Okotono and the APC. We discovered them very early, and they no longer exist. So they want to come from under. They may tell you they are IPOB, but they are not. We won't stop anybody from saying they are IPOB because Biafra is open to everybody. But if they commit fraud with our name, then they will be in very serious trouble. So be very careful who you are going to. Some of them could be working for the zoo government. You know, our people are very, very hungry, including those who happens to be in the UK as well. Very hungry people all over the place. Everybody is trying to be relevant, trying to make some money. So be very, very careful, please. If that meeting is not announced on radio, Biafra, don't go. Because it's a trap. We are warning you, please. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller. No, they are no longer there. They have not taken a call from Skype today, and I intend to do so. I intend to take a call from Skype if we can. Do we have? No, not at all. We don't have anyone. Let us try again. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, my director. Good evening.
Good evening. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Chijoke. I'm calling from Olo.
Chijoke, who? What is your surname? Mahanaga Obogene.
Chijoke Okonkwo Okonkwo.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm very happy, you know, for what you have been doing. There are points which I also want to put my own suggestion. It baffles me a lot, you know, because all these things, when as a human being, I used to sleep and think about many issues concerning us. Because when you see what is happening in the zoo today, you know, when, you know, it stings, because even right from my earlier adulthood, I used to think, because I had many frustrations, you know, in the country. So I used to think, I said, look, whether this country is the capital of Lucifer. Okay. I used to think it around, really, before. Because there are many things, you know, you see in this country where you don't see other places. So concerning our issue, it is high time, really, we Biafrans, we come up, we open our eyes. Because Onya Jurada Ajomwe, really. So now, when you talk about, when we talk about, the churches, what is going on, really, it is very, very disgraceful and very, very disgusting. Because every time you see, everybody is religious. Both the so-called Christians, both every Sunday like this, you see people carrying Bible up and down, but you see people the same from Lagos to that, everywhere to Aba to everywhere. You see people carrying Bible up and down, but you still see people that is producing, you see the zoo producing this the same set of rotten and heartless fellow. Even you are calling, when you are calling them, when you are calling the zoo animals, you know, you are, it's very light. Animals, when you look about, when you watch National Geography, you see how animals, their behavior. Animals, when they kill for food and they are not greedy, because when they eat their fill to their fill, now they leave it to others to eat.
That's correct.
To their fellows. But you see in the zoo, you see people, they are unsearchable. They cannot be filled. You see somebody stealing. The other day you made mention about somebody getting $15 million every day, and which is truth. What is he doing with all those kind of money, man? Putting it in outside banks, whereas people inside the country are suffering. Some people cannot even have 3 square meals per day. Now, tell me, the person, you know, please, if you can be using the word pig, calling them pigs instead of animal, because you are doing them good service by calling them animals. I'm honestly speaking, because when you see from the head to toe of everybody in the zoo, you see that, you know, we are worse than animals, because animals doesn't behave like this. How can you see all these people, they travel abroad, they see what, how other people, other countries are being built. They enjoy it, you know. But when they come to the place, you know, you see, look at Abba in, built in a dustbin. So, that is,
Don't insult dustbin, please. Abba is worse than dustbin.
Thank you. Thank
Abba
you very
is
much,
worse than dustbin. Abba is awful.
Thank you. If you, it's, the same, look at, since I was born, although I was born after the war, but since I was born, any person that come, any president or any person that want to come, he's still talking the same thing. I'll give you water. I'll give you, provide for you light. You know, it's very shameful. From how many years, how many decades? You know, when you go outside country, you see people, they are no more talking. These are things, you know, people enjoy, you know. The people now talk about ideas, you know. Here they are fighting every time for money. Every time, even in the members of parliament, they will be talking how to increase their own salary, the accommodation, this and that. It all is about money. Nobody talks about ideas. You know, this is very, very, very regrettable for a zoo like this. So another thing also, I can mention about this so-called Obasanjo. Obasanjo have no lesson to give to anybody. Because after all, when you look at Obasanjo, he maneuvered the land for this Boko Haram. People don't remember. People forgot that Obasanjo maneuvered the land by allowing Sharia under his rule. When some northern states are asking for Sharia, he give it to them. And the statement he made that time, I quote him, he said, Nigeria is not a secular country. Nigeria is a multi-religious country. Look at a person like that. And now he's coming, trying to give us, these are people that are supposed to be in jail, cooling their feet.
What is jail? The likes of Obasanjo, Babangida should be shot dead. Jerry Rawlings killed them in Ghana, and Ghana was progressing until an Awasa man came in again. They should not be shot. In any revolution, you kill all of them. You don't leave them to stay alive, because they are the bad eggs in the society. They will always be bad. Never ever change.
Exactly. But these are people going on impunity. They still come around to teach us, you know, the intricacies of a democracy, this and that. You become fed up. I'm here in my place with my solar energy, you know, because there is no light. You understand? So all this, you know, it contributes, it frustrates people. People are frustrated. That is why people can be bought for a peanut. Also, when you talk about another point, you talk about our pastors, you see, what I observe, because I used to make my own personal observation, you see that the Igbo people, really, they are sidelined to scrambling for scrums. When you look at many spokesperson or spokesmen and women in many government parastatals of Nigeria, you see that they are Igbo people. You know, many people don't observe that. Even, for example, the spokesperson of the Lagos State Police Command is an Igbo woman, Ngozi something. When the outside people will commit. They will do everything. They will use Igbo woman, Igbo person. He will come out and become a spokesperson. She will talk, and the whole hatred will be on her. This is something political which we have to look into, because these people, they are using us. Look at in every facet of our government. Look at our footballers. In the 1994 people of glory.
Round up for me in 1 minute if you can, please.
Okay,
there are too many people coming.
Sorry, director. I'll do that. Look at the whole people, the whole Biafrans that are in 1994, that carried the Nations Cup 1994, that many of them now, see, of which Stephen Keshi came out from there. None of Biafrans can come out on top. Because these people, I don't know whether it was, we say we have sense, but we don't, we are myopic. Once you come up to a level, now, you know, everything dies up and no person will give you that opportunity. So what I'm saying in effect is, dear fellow Biafrans all over the world, this is the time for us to rise up and for rise up for good, so that to our own benefit and to the benefit of our children. Thank you very much, my director, and good evening.
Thank you very much, and also good evening to you. Thank you very, very much. We are going straight away to the other line as well. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Prince Oje Kalo. I'm calling from Eta in Afik, the South Local Government in Biafran land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. From Afik, well, go ahead.
I'm not receiving a radio Biafran now. Since that money I took it, I didn't get it this evening. I'm in Aba.
No, we are working on it because we want it to be on all the time. So we are, as we said, we were not happy that they didn't turn it on the other day. So we are moving it from where it was before to a place where we can have people man it so that it can be like a worry as well. So that is why. Very, very shortly, by tomorrow morning, we know for certain that Aba will work.
Okay, okay. I'm very, very happy for what you are doing.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is endless. We are continuing. We are unstoppable. Simply unstoppable. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Samuel Abraham. I'm calling from Enugu in Biafra land. I've been receiving the broadcast in Enugu, and it is loud and clear. And I've been able to tell so many people about, you know, the radio Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Please, but I have an appeal to make.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my appeal is that this media should be for ideas, noble ideas, and not allowing people just to talk about people and talk about and just gossiping people and talking about things that cannot make this dream to work. We need ideas. I want to hear which of the top power is behind us. Because you remember, Gowon won the war by having a British as his top power behind him. And supposedly he sold the oil in the Biafran land to the British people and sold the other one that is at Bakassi to the Cameroonians in order to block the supply to the Biafran land. So, these are challenges. What is our new ideas? So that we don't mess things up. Because if this goes wrong again, automatically they will wipe us out.
Hold on. Who will wipe you out? Boko Haram? Is it England that will wipe you out? Or USA will wipe you out? Who will wipe us out? Tell me.
Well, I want USA, I want even Britain to repent and just join us. I'm not that they made a mistake. Because when the genocide was carried against Igbo, they were watching. And Ojukwu was so provoked that he had no plan. And then declared a republic, you know. And we were killed. I still remember the Civil War as if it happened yesterday. Because I watched even the war live, you know, while we were in hiding in the bush. I saw the atrocities of the war, but none of that still reflect in my mind. And I wouldn't want such a thing to happen to the boss again. So I want to hear about ideas. I want to hear about how much we are, and I want us to minimize the information we pass out.
Hold on a second. If you people call Radio Biafra, they say, we want to know what you people are doing. If the Ifajun of our time hadn't come, had there been nobody like Owasurike before, our work would be a lot more easier. But now, because of the treachery, because of the betrayal, because of all the nonsense that has gone on before, people want to know what you're doing before they can support you. That is why we say more than we are required to. If we don't, there will be no support. You must understand that. You must understand that. We don't want to give away information, but our people will not support what we are doing unless you tell them. If they stop asking us, then we stop telling them.
I agree with you, sir. But what I'm talking about is we are going to do this to this person. We are going to kill this person because those people wouldn't wish to die.
Listen. I want them to plan. That is the whole idea. We want them to be prepared. I don't believe in stabbing somebody at the back when they are sleeping. That is not the proper way to fight. there is nothing honorable about it. You want to tell them what they have done. Let me tell you the dangers with your approach. Do you know a man called Nzogu? Do you know him? Have you heard about him?
I remember him, but I don't know him in person. But yeah. I remember him.
Exactly. You must have heard about him. That was the problem then. Nzogu went ahead and killed Ahmadu Bello, the Saduana of Sokoto. People did not know why he killed Saduana of Sokoto. That was why everybody got angry, especially Hausa people. Had Nzogu spent time telling Hausa people, those that claim they believe in one Nigeria, how corrupt Ahmadu Bello was, had he spent time telling them how bad this man is, what this man said with his mouth when he came to Sandhurst, perhaps, I'm not saying they will, but perhaps they would have understood. You are trying to do something as if to say that black people in Africa are white people who can discern and read between the lines. They are not like that. You have to spoon feed them information before they understand something. It takes about 2, 3, 4 months before something sinks in. There are people right now following Okorocha up and down. They cannot look at what Okorocha's antecedents and understand that this man is bad for them. They don't know. They're still following him. There are people following Owasurika all over the place. They know this man is evil. They know that he cannot do anything. They know that launching plate number and the currency is not... You are making a mockery of yourself. They know that very well. But if you don't explain... That is why we do things the way we do it. As I said, we understand what we are doing. Just watch and see. Because our people are like that. You have to show them what you're doing, and you need to validate everything that you're doing in their name. That is who we are as a people. You can't change that, you see. It's the problem we have to deal with. And I believe that we're dealing with it very well and coping with it as well. Therefore, thank you very much. Keep spreading the gospel and keep telling those around Enugu Radio Biafra is live that we are direct and humanity is listening, and that is why we are here. And we will continue to be here until Biafra comes and beyond. We are live and we are direct, and our lines are open, and also we are on Viber. For those who do not understand, Radio Biafra is also on Viber. I don't know what is wrong today with some of our connectivity. I've been taken aback by one or two people telling me that they are not listening. I have redirected them. If you have anybody with difficulties, please ask them to go to rblworld.tv. Very important. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Chibike. I'm calling from Belgium.
Chibike, what is your father's name?
My father's name is Okechukwu.
Chibike Okechukwu from Belgium. Where do you come from in Biafra land?
I come from Newi.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So I like what you're doing. I've been a secret listener.
And where are you? Hold on. Where are you calling from now?
I'm calling from Belgium.
How can you be calling from Belgium when your number is +234?
Yeah. I know our director. Yeah, our director is our.
Hold on. I said, hold on. Do you know? Hold on a second. I don't like people that lie. You say you're calling from Belgium. The number you're calling me with is +234 81. It ends with 01. How can you be in Belgium and calling me with a number from the zoo? Are you on roaming?
No. Yeah, I'm roaming. Yeah, I'm on roaming.
You are
like in Nigeria last.
You are, hold on. You're calling us from Belgium right now with a zoo number. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay.
I know our...
Go ahead.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say is that I like what we are doing. I've been a secret listener, but I'm promising that we are marching this year. And I'm bringing out myself. Even, in fact, I will donate my own. Let me call it a tie that I will pay you now.
Do you know where our office is in Belgium? Do you know we have an office in Belgium and that we are registered in Belgium?
I don't know our coordinator here.
That's very good. So is his work, yes. So go and contact his work. Wonderful. Go and contact his work. because many secret listeners are coming out and confessing their sins. That they have been listening in secret and that now they will fully participate by the time we finish. Don't we? Our plan is impeccable. Believe you me. You don't know even 30% of what we plan to do. Just be rest assured. By the time we finish, you will understand that Chukwu Abiyama is God. Just watch and see what is going to happen. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. You are on Skype. Your name and where you are, please, if you may.
My name is Nwokoro Uche. I'm calling from Senegal.
From Senegal. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
First and foremost, I want to thank you for the work. And also, I want to talk. I want to thank the Ebo barrister, Imam Mezu, and all the principal officers that are working for the restoration of Biafra.
Thank you.
I want to make some points. First one, I would like to thank our brother who donated his printing press. My prayer is that God, the Almighty Chukwu Abiyama, will bless him abundantly.
He said.
Secondly, I also like to thank the Owerri people for making the transmission or transmission they are running 24/7.
They have done well.
I would like to encourage each and every one of each and every one of us in the Biafran land to emulate what our Owerri people did. I'm proud of them, and I would like others to do that so that the transmission will be 24/7, no interruption.
Yes.
So that if those that are not privileged to listen when it's live, they keep on listening. Even you go to the farm, you come back, you're listening. You go to the stream, you come back, you're listening. You're listening to the broadcast.
Yes.
Then the third one is, I want to add an addendum in what you said about the plan of this Boko Haram Buhari and their Sharia agenda. In 1999 Constitution, I will quote that Sharia, for those who doesn't know the plan of this people for the zoo called Nigeria, Sharia was mentioned 73 times in the Constitution.
Of course.
Grand Kali is mentioned 54 times in the Nigerian Constitution.
That is correct.
Islam is mentioned 28 times. Muslim is mentioned 10 times. And there is no single mention of Christ in the Constitution. There is no single mention of Christian in the Constitution. There is no single mention of Christianity in the Constitution. There is no single mention of church in the Constitution. This will tell you that Nigeria or the zoo is Islamic country. This is why Biafra must go, because they are not Islam. They are not Muslims. Yes, I don't know whether you understand me.
We are following. When somebody is making a valid point, I don't interrupt. Please go ahead.
I want people to know that that place called Nigeria is not for Biafrans. It's not for Christians. This is why they are killing and maiming Christians all over the world, all over the country, because they want to eradicate whatever that is called Christendom in the face of the Nigerian.
That is true. That is true.
So we must do what we can do at this time for us to restore what God has ordained. That is Biafra. So Biafra must come.
You say?
I will still make more contribution, but I would like to stand by and let other people give their own contribution. But let everybody, this is a lesson for us to know. If you are parading yourself as an APC member, or if you are parading yourself as a Okorocha, that idiot, that hoodlum, that criminal called Okorocha, if you are parading and aligning yourself with him, know what is going to happen. This is, they are trying to bring that the same, this interpretation of what is written in the Constitution is what they are trying to practically to bring down to the to Biafran Council, which will not happen. God will punish them.
I agree with
they
you.
They are hoodlums.
Of course they are. They are. Thank you very much for that. Thank you.
I stand by. I stand by, my director.
Please do. Please do. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. I wonder if this caller can hear me. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, please. What is your name?
Hello, my director.
Yes, please.
My name is Christian Ndubisi from Biafra.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Good evening. Please, I want to give this number from Okechukwu, who called from Olu. Please, I want to tell him, I don't want people to stay by the side, say they are from Olu or this and that. They have meeting at Olu very strongly. And this news is leaking to, we fuel our gen to give this news. And we want him to come to the meeting this Sunday. We have our meeting on Sunday, 2:00. And if you need number, the number is this, to contact us around 2:00. 070-85-84-1784. I repeat. 070-85-84-1784. Please, if you are interested in Biafra, maybe you want to support, then you come to the meeting. We need your own idea and we need your own help so that we march together, we march forward. One person cannot make a village, and we need people to gather and we make a village. Please, let him come and stay with us and give us his own idea. Thank you, my director.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much for that. People in Olo are doing very well, I must say. I have not mentioned them that much, but Olo is very, very strong, I tell you. Way, way, way too formidable. They have been doing a lot of things in secret in terms of supporting the family, in terms of making sure, evangelizing, going out and doing all that they can. So if you go around Olo now, everywhere, if you go to Nkwale, to Wangele, all those areas, it is all saturated this very minute. And thank you very much for that. All of you should continue the wonderful work that you are doing. Chukwa Biama is, of course, your God. And this is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct. It is not everybody who is deaf, as some people now mass up condemns Owasurike over number plate. That is a breaking news and which we must report. Division appears to have crept into the movement for the actualization of the sovereign state of Biafra as they now speak from two sides of their mouth. Masop National Officer told his leader, Chief Rafa Wasirike, that he is on his own over number plate and license introduction. And the points they have made are quite compelling. Masop, in a press statement signed by the National Director of Information, Comrade Richard Namado, after a meeting by national officers at Masop headquarters in Okwe, condemned the so-called introduction of Biafra vehicle license and plate number by Wasirike on the pages of newspapers. The statement read, "The leadership has no mandate of its own, where people will purchase the so-called Biafra plate number or register their vehicles." That is a very good point. I want to ask them, where is the vehicle license? Where is the licensing office for this new Masop plate number? The vehicle licensing office. And Wasirike's car, which plate number is on the car that Wasirike is driving? It reminds me of Pentecostal pastors who are hypocrites. Jimmy Cliff sang a song and said, "Hypocrites, all of you are hypocrites." This is hypocrisy, sheer blatant hypocrisy. When you're supporting politicians and you're driving to Abuja, which plate number do you travel to Abuja with to go and meet Jonathan, to be friendly with Jonathan's wife, Unadu uniform, peace uniform? What do you use? Our people must be able to reason properly. Very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad indeed. Let's continue. Masop warns Owasurike to stop making caricature of the Biafran struggle. About time people said something reasonable. So there are people who can actually think in Masop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I say. So some of you can actually reason. MASOP is now warning Owasrika to stop making a caricature of the Biafran struggle. These unplanned and unarticulated policies deface the image of MASOP. Things like this making Dibo to see MASOP as an unserious organization. How can Owasrika be so callous and wicked and insensitive to the plight of the members in introducing the so-called Biafran plate number and vehicle license, while Ndibo knows that he had betrayed, derailed, and sabotaged the Biafran revolutionary struggle? The introduction of Biafra plate number is similar to past policies such as painting of Biafra colors on members' commercial motorcycles, tricycles, enforcing the use of Biafra currency, collection of tolls and monetary levies from traders, empowerment of MASOP members to effect arrest of citizens and trial of persons involved in civil criminal matters which had yielded no positive progress result to the struggle. He's kidnapping people and trying them. But he has not kidnapped Tony Awosa and he's freedom fighting. Him and Ndibo, after doing buying and selling, how many can a freedom fighting in Sobuade? Can't you see when an Igbo man tried to be a pastor? Oh, my goodness me. Anyway, today, the once highly... this is not me. I'm talking about a statement issued by MASOP, not me, please. I'm just reading what they're writing. Today, the once highly respected and accepted MASOP in Igbo land with the confidence and trust of Ndibo has suddenly become an incorrigible and inconsequential organization because of criminal tendencies. How many have undoes? They're even using their own mouth to say it. At least people are speaking the truth. At last. So, for Ndibo, and now they can come out and we can do freedom fighting. Truth and honesty. I told them, I told Owasrike, there is one thing you cannot suppress in life, it is the truth. I told the police informants at Enugu, you cannot suppress the truth. The same thing I'm telling to the criminals that have stolen the money belonging to Biafrans in China and in Barcelona, the truth will also implicate you. You can't run from it. Unless you want to stay in China for life, you can never come home. Because once you do, anyway. Let's continue. The caller on the line, can you hear me on the phone? This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please, if you may.
I want to know because my interest there, because I need this Biafra something, and I want it to be, if there is any way that they can react, whatsoever that it will take us to be able to defend our power, our strength, at least we stand on our power. So please, if there is anything, any effort that they can put to make sure, say, this thing come to reality, I will be very grateful.
Well, now, what I want you to do is this. Where are you calling from and what is your name, please?
I'm calling from MNA, then my name is Dan Bassi.
Thank you very much. And are you part of the family in Enugu? We have a very strong family in Enugu. Are you part of us to bring all these ideas to the meeting? Are you part of us in Enugu?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Okay, that is very good. Then you take these ideas to the meeting. It will be cascaded up and then we act on it immediately. But in the interim, continue to do what you're doing. Continue to spread this very word. Continue to tell your friends and your neighbors. Tell those around you that we are live, we are direct. Ask them to come to family meetings. Very, very important. We are going to Viber. We have not taken any Viber calls today. We are going to Viber now to see who is there and to get their views and their opinions as well. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. Hello, director.
Good evening. Good evening. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Greece.
You're calling from Greece, and what is your name?
Napoleon Chinedu.
Napoleon Chinedu, thank you very much. Onovo, thank you. Please go ahead.
Onovo, yeah. Yeah. So I think I'm very, very grateful and happy also for hearing your voice for the first time. You know, it's one of my friend, Ojuku, is the organizer of the of the organization for Biafra here. So, but I'm not a member really because I have been in MASOP for many years and they frustrated many people, killed many people. Since then, I was discouraged. You see?
Yes, I can imagine.
So, but frustrated, kill so many people, dupe people, eh? Dupe people, keep people stranded. Some of my mates, my brothers, they were killed for no reason. You know, so I was discouraged since then. So before I came to Greece, yeah, I saw another different thing altogether, you know. So, but they tried to convince me to listen to your word. So when I heard it today, I was very, very happy, you know. This is not what we are doing in Masob. Masob is far different. It's useless. I can say it's useless. Was looking at selfishness. Very selfish. So I'm very, very happy to hear your voice today. So my concern now is about your speech, how to get the Biafra. So I can say I support you for that. Your word is very encouraging. You encourage people, those who know the truth, because you speak about truth, and everything you speak, I understand it. But not everybody can understand what you say, but I really understand it. And it is very clear and well understood. So I say, may God bless you. So the issue now, how do we get the Biafra?
If you have, as you said, you only started listening today, I ask you to go back and listen to our previous broadcast, but I'll give it to you in a nutshell. This year, we are going to march. First of all, we are asking everybody not to participate in the forthcoming election, because if we say we are serious about Biafra, what are you doing in Nigerian politics? Very simple question. So no, we want
like me, I'm not involved. Exactly. I have never voted for anybody. Since I'm going to 50 years now, almost 50 years. I've never voted for Nigeria because I don't like this situation in Nigeria.
Exactly.
They tortured my father during the war. There's a lot of, we lose our brothers during the Nigerian Biafran war. I was very small, but at least I know little things. So I have never voted for anybody.
No.
Even before Masob was created, because I don't like the system of Nigeria, you see. So that is the issue. Even I have told my parents, my mother, not to vote for anybody and my sisters.
Now tell them they must do the same thing in your village, because once we stop the election happening in Biafra land, then the world will come in and ask us why is that the case. Then we tell them to hell with the zoo. They may put up a fight and say, no, 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 no. Nigeria has to be one. Then we will go international and educate the world why the zoo cannot be one. Once we finish that, then we march. We commence our march. This, we are going to go to war, obviously. We need guns and we need bullets. That's all.
Our people also is very difficult people, many. There will be many people that will be kicking against you. That is the issue.
And they will fail. Of course,
that is the issue. We can use your mind. I heard your speech and everything. How they are maltreating Igbo, Biafran people and all these things, you know. If Igbo people, Biafrans can have one mind, I think we quit from this fucking zoo.
Of course.
But the problem is that people are struggling. As you are struggling, and some people are there gossiping, saying all sort of things.
But it's Igbo men. Igbo men will always gossip. It's in their nature. Nineme buying and selling. It is in mercantile mentality. That is the way they are. Igbo men will always gossip. It's in their nature. If you see them gossiping, that is the way they are. It's in their nature. They will always gossip for no reason. But it's not going to stop us from doing what we are doing. If they join our WhatsApp people, we kill them. As simple as that. We have come out for a total war. If anybody thinks they can be saboteur and then come back, you are dreaming. It can never happen.
Yes.
They will die. It's as simple as that. We have not come that we may go back. That's not why we are here. Anybody who knows us, we only march forward. We never go back. Only forward. And this very year, the world will know how serious we are. And then meeting a protest. This very year, mankind will know how serious Biafra is. And this year, we announce our presence to the world. Simple as that.
I love your speech. Not like myself. They say non-violence, non-exodus. But they continue duping people. Duping. I suffer so much because I coordinate Benin Republic. I speak French. I write it. I spend many years there. So I spend with my money. I do everything with my money. But after, everything is zero. Zero. It's zero. So since then, I was highly discouraged. You know?
I know.
A few words I heard today, I'm very, very convinced that something is going to happen.
Of course, of course. It will. You watch and see what will happen. Just support the family where you are. Attend family meetings in Greece. We know what Owasulike has done. And we are going to remove all of that disappointment from the hearts of our people. Because as I told him as well.
But why do they still keep Owasulike? That man killed a lot of people.
I know he did. I know he did. Eh? Yes, of course. We know all the things he did. And as I said with the Legerios here, you're about to find out what will happen to him eventually. All I promise him is the Legerios are simple.
I know. I'm very, very happy. May God strengthen you.
And
continue
you too.
Protecting
thank
from
you,
the
man.
Wicked one.
He say, if their wickedness comes close to us, they will know the
God.
We shall overcome them, all of them. And my dear brother, thank you very much for that. Thank you. I am going over to the line. Our program will not be complete without a call from the UK, of course. Therefore, we are going to the line. And this caller is from the UK. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Eric, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please go ahead. Very, very briefly, if you may. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I will only speak on two things. Mr. Mpa David Marabuji from Wishia. I came from Ihe, Autonomous Community, Nishalangwa, Yafa Land.
That's very good. I love the name.
Director, I will speak on two things only. One is from yesterday's issue. There are so many reasons those who do not know the content of 1999 Constitution should go back there. That is not Constitution at all. And it favored Sharia. It was because of that that two states in the north, the two states in the upper north, declared Sharia in the year 2000. The two states that occupied the upper north declared for Sharia and implemented Sharia immediately, one after another, in the year 2000. Only 2 years after that, in 2002, Boko Haram started their operation to implement what they have done. That is about that. Our people should not vote wherever they are in Biafra land. No vote. If we didn't vote, we have even fought the battle. We have declared that we are not part of them. Those who will be agitating that there will be no bloodshed, there will be no fight, no, let them just do the simple thing. Boycott the election. You have done a great job if you do that. Number two is from today's news about the pastors and how much they've made out of the poor people. The poor people encouraged them. Deuteronomy 14:22-29, God himself explained the use of tithe. Tithe is not for the pastors. I want whoever is hearing my voice tonight to go and read Deuteronomy chapter 14 verses 22-29. God himself told you how to use your tithe. Denied. They said no. Malachi was given because of abuse, because of just what is happening today. Tithe is not for the pastors. Go there, read it in your own Bible, implement whatever you read. Now, if you go back to the early Christian church, from the Pentecost day, all along, you will not get tithe again. The early Christian church in Acts of the Apostles chapter 5 started with donation and off. God is your power. God is your strength. Good night.
Thank you, my dear brother. And also, good night to you. This is Radio Biafra. We have been live all this time and direct to humanity. We are live and we are direct. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. We, as I said, our approach is like that of a conscriptor. We annihilate our enemies while they're still breathing. And then we swallow them very slowly. They are alive. They think they can do something about it. There's nothing you can do. Nothing whatsoever. That is why we tell them what we're going to do before we do it. Very soon we will be in the heart of darkness itself. Radio Biafra will broadcast to our people because every affliction affecting our people, every problem affecting the whole of Biafra land, the headquarters is Lagos. We will bring light to darkness. Lagos is the heart of darkness. We'll bring light to it. I Lagos on CHK. We'll burn the zoo down with the truth. And as I told them, you will see what will happen to them. We have nothing to do with it apart from the truth. And this is Radio Biafra. You know, sometimes we give them so much problems that they begin to tamper, they begin to interfere with our proceedings. You know that? Sometimes they tamper with us. They do. I must say they do. This is Radio Biafra. It appears as if we have somehow unceremoniously lost contact. They are panicking. The enemies of Chukwu Abiama is panicking. They're even tampering with the land. Because sometimes they even bribe Britain to cut our signal off for some time. Can they stop us? The answer is no. It's only temporary. We are back, and this is Radio Biafra. Our work is unrelenting. We are unstoppable. We are doing what is right before heaven and this very earth. Our brother spoke excellently well. If you have missed anything, this will be uploaded immediately after this very broadcast for humanity to be able to hear. We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? Your name and where you are.
Hello, Director. God bless you. My name is Ozemena.
Ozemena who? What is your
hello,
full
director.
Name? Yes, hello. What is your full name?
My name is Ozemena Ugu.
Thank you.
Biafran from Enugu State, residing in Cotonou, Benin Republic.
Cotonou, Benin Republic. I understand that the family in Cotonou is very strong. Is that correct? The IPOB family in Benin Republic. Is that correct or am I mistaken? Are we strong or not?
Absolutely. That was the reason why I have been trying the line for so many times. But this is today that I have the opportunity to talk.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
So, please, I want to know, how can I get the family of the Biafran people in Cotonou, in Benin Republic?
I
reside in Alada.
It doesn't matter where you are. Let me see.
Let me see
if I can find the number. I know I spoke to one of the brothers there. Now, take down this number. Take down.
Okay.
There is a noise coming from where you are. Hello? My goodness me. I don't know if you can hear me. This is the number for Sunday Obasi in Benin Republic. You have to call this number. Are you
number?
With me? The number is...
Yes.
Benin Republic, is it +229? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I begin again from the beginning. This is the number for our Benin Republic coordinator. I'm giving it out here. Enemies will call, but you will know what to do. +229 974 65449. Everybody in Benin Republic, including the enemies of Biafra, you are at liberty to call. It's in your nature. You are free to call and send text messages as usual. But in the end, what happens? +229 974 65449. That is the number to call if you're in Benin Republic. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name, please, and where you are.
My name is Mike Ngubo.
I don't know what is going on. It is not me. It is not me at all, at all, at all. This is from Wabeze. Somebody that... hides during the war. My goodness me, our people are really, really strange. Thank you very much. Thank you, all of you, for joining us this very evening. Some of the messages I'm getting is that the calls are not even allowing me to get to the messages. I need to find another means or find another system to use, because when I want to go to the Skype messages to read them, calls keeps coming in and I can't even do justice to it. This is Radio Biafra. Our Skype line is also open. And let us go to the line first of all, and then we go to Skype after that. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. My name is Nanyarugo.
Nanyarugo, where are you calling from?
I'm in Imo State, but I'm from Odisha.
You're in
Can Imo... I speak my language?
You're in Imo State. You're in Mbisa. What is that? You're from Mbisa. You're in Imo State.
I'm from Mbisa.
Where are you now?
I'm in Owerri now. What I'm saying.
You're in Owerri. Please go ahead. Speak in English, because people are listening all over the world. Or you speak broken. Anyone that comes to you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Can I speak my language so that others...
No, speak English. You can speak English language, please. We are broadcasting to the whole world. It's not just Igbo people. Can you?
Let me say one thing.
Go ahead.
Now, yeah, listen to me. Now, as this election is going on now, we Igbo people here are going to vote for. We are encouraged to vote for Buhari. It is not right.
So, who are the Igbo people encouraging you to vote for Buhari? Who is the idiot asking you to vote for Buhari? Who is the fool even asking you to vote at all? We are calling for a total boycott of the election. If you want Biafra, do not go out to vote. Very simple. Very, very simple.
I'm happy to hear your voice, because I called you yesterday, but I speak Igbo language yesterday. I called you.
This is not an Igbo class. This is for Biafra, the whole of Biafra. I want people in Calabar to understand what we are saying, those in Eket to understand what we are saying. This is not an Igbo class. After all, Igbo hasn't even been spiritually cleansed. That is why any association that has the word Igbo attached to it, after a while, they crumble. Do you know why? Because it is cursed. Mehenine Habunisi is too much. Far away from Lagos, the heart of darkness. It is those in Lagos causing the problem. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello, yes, I can hear you.
Please.
Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are?
Yes, good evening, Director. My name is Stanley Madueke Okafor. I'm calling from Mitikins here in the United Kingdom.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I can remember on Friday last week, we met at Dubai Airport.
Yes, we did.
Yes, exactly. I've just called today to tell you and also make it publicly to all Biafrans all over the world that we are not going back. We've started, and we're going to finish this job.
You see?
We can't do this no more. It is time for us to hold the bull by the horn. Simple as that. I'm solidly behind this very movement. I've done all what I have to do. I've met up with my obligations as a Biafran. I have contributed. Everything that I expected of me has been done. And with the movement, absolutely with you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much. And with the time now standing at exactly 10 p.m., we have to come to the end of the program today. We were live in the morning for a very long time, and tomorrow morning again, we shall do the same. I am asking for all the stations, all the relay stations in Biafran to be turned on tomorrow morning, please, if they can. The time again is 9 a.m. Biafra land time. And 8 a.m. here in the UK. I thank all of you for listening, each and every one of you. This is Radio Biafra. Somebody's also already testing in and commending us for a very fine show this evening. You made it so, not us. All we do is take your calls. You make Radio Biafra what it is. That today, even in the heart of darkness, they are now beginning to acknowledge that we are bringing light to them. At Wazobia FM, it was what we are doing throughout IPOB, all through the evening of today. And that is marvelous, because it goes to show that even the enemies are acknowledging how formidable we are. And they are wondering, how are they doing this? And we say it is because we are no longer slaves. Because we now know how to worship. We now know that Chukwu Abiama is the name worthy of praise. And he cannot allow shame to befall his own name. That is where we are so formidable, honestly speaking. And nothing can stop us. You know we are coming, but when he came in, we can't do anything. Too little, too late. At least today, even Masop have now realized that Owasurike is a fraud. And it's about time they did. And for that reason, we may even welcome them into what we are doing. But they have to show their adherence to truth and honesty. We need people who are truthful. Once you're truthful, we embrace you. And together we go and get Biafra, which we have done this evening, by once again reaffirming, reasserting, reinstating the obvious, which is that Biafra to us is a religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God. Nothing, no, but when he hears all, and he continue to tell me, I hands off. Nothing, anything also was the arrow seeking effort, because it is man or made by man. Don't allow the white people to deceive you. What you're worshipping is their God, not the true God in heaven. That told us in Exodus chapter 20, you will have no other God apart from me, for I am a jealous God. Once you love me, I will show mercy and grace to you and to your generations unborn. If you abandon me, I will destroy you. Because we abandon the true path of worship. Biafra is more than a country. Biafra is a religion. That is why we speak the way we do. Truthful knowledge of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, is key. Impossible. Chukwu Abiama will bless, sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. I thank you once again for listening. And from me, from here, till tomorrow morning, it is good evening.
Victorious, our trumpet.